Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Hi, today is Tuesday. It is January 8th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a woman who says she was a 16-year-old sex trafficking victim when she killed a man in 2004 was granted clemency Monday by Tennessee governor and will be released from prison later this year. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam granted clemency to Centoya Brown, who had been serving a life sentence but who will be released on parole on August 7th, 15 years from the date she was first arrested. Centoya Brown committed, by her own admission, a horrific crime at the age of 16, yet imposing a life sentence on a juvenile that would require her to serve at least 51 years before she would be eligible for parole consideration is too harsh, especially in the light of the extraordinary steps Mrs. Brown has taken to rebuild her life, the governor said in a statement.
Yeah, I was reading her story, and it was, I mean, she was in a really bad way. She was in a horrible world, and, yeah. But she's been, you know, a model prisoner, and honestly, I think it worked out right that she's out.
30-year-old Brown
will
remain on parole supervision for 10 years on the condition she does not violate any state or federal laws, holds a job, and participates in regular counseling sessions. While in prison, Brown completed her GED and took college classes. She's currently one course away from finishing her bachelor's degree. While law enforcement officials opposed the clemency, arguing Brown was not justified in killing 43-year-old Johnny Allen, celebrities like Kim Kardashian and singer Rihanna spoke out for Brown. The governor's office received thousands of phone calls and emails from supporters. Brown was convicted in 2006 of murdering Allen, a Nashville real estate agent. Police said that she shot Allen in the back of the head at close range with a gun she brought to rob him after he picked her up at a drive-in theater in Nashville to have sex with her. Brown's lawyers contended she was a sex trafficking victim. According to court documents, Brown ran away from her adopted family in Nashville in 2004 and began living with a man known as Cutthroat in a hotel, who then forced her to become a prostitute. Court documents say the man verbally, physically, and sexually assaulted her.
Like, brutally. So,
yeah, the New York Police Department has been searching a landfill in Berks County in connection with a possible homicide. Pennsylvania State Police are assisting the investigation at the Conestoga landfill in Carnarvon Township. An NYPD spokesman says that the possible homicide occurred in New York City. Officials say there is no reason for the public to be concerned. Weather cut the search short on Monday, but NYPD officers could return later this week. The partial federal government shutdown has dragged on for more than 2 weeks, but eligible American taxpayers can still look forward to their tax refunds. The IRS, despite operating on a skeleton workforce, will pay tax refunds, the Wall Street Journal reported, citing the White House Office of Management and Budget. The acting director of the OMB told reporters on Monday that the administration is trying to make the shutdown as painless as possible, consistent with the law. Earlier, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her caucus intends to pass individual bills to reopen certain agencies, including the Treasury Department, in hopes that the taxpayers would receive refunds.
That skeleton workforce is very impressive, Preston, because as they move around the office, it sounds like xylophones. Yeah, yeah. It's just unbelievable.
In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Flyers dropped their seventh straight game, falling to the St. Louis Blues 3-0 last night, man, at the center.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Jordan Binnington stopped.
What's going on with you?
25 shots for a shutout in his first NHL start. Former Flyer Braden Schenn scored in what was relatively an easy night for Binnington, a third-round pick in the 2011 draft who became the 35th goalie in NHL history to record a shutout in his first career start. In the Eastern Conference, Only Ottawa, has fewer points than the Flyers with this seven-game stretch in which they've gone 0-5-2. They're back in action tonight with the game in Washington against the Stanley Cup champions, Capitals, and the puck drops at 7:30. It's going to be an awesome morning. Trevor Lawrence passed for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns, and the second-ranked Clemson Tigers easily beat number one Alabama 44-16 in college football playoff national championship game.
Well, I know why you're having difficulty, because you've been rehearsing with the mamas and the papas, Kathy.
In the fourth consecutive playoff meeting, beating the Tigers and tied Clemson even the series and beat Alabama for the national championship for the second time in 3 seasons. Clemson is the first team in the AP poll era, which goes back to 1936, to finish a season with a perfect record of 15-0. The Sixers, who have won 3 straight games, begin the first half of a home-and-home tonight as they host the Washington Wizards. 40 games into the season, the Sixers are 26-14 and are in fourth place in the East, just 3 games behind Milwaukee. Tip-off in South Philly is set for 7 o'clock, and the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs!
Nice.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Assume that's in reference to her.
What do they call that garment? Yeah.
What is her vest?
I don't know.
Is it just a regular? Because it's like straight out of Mamas and Papas and Janis Joplin.
I'm wearing called?
Yeah, yeah.
Vest.
Yeah, it's like a longer vest. Yeah, I guess
okay.
You could call it a vest.
It's a vest with a leopard print on it. And Marissa's got something very, well, not similar, but that's kind of 60s-ish.
Very retro here.
Very, very cool look about it. I like that, Marissa. That thing's cool. That's the first time I've seen you wear that, by the way.
Thank you. It's brand new. I wore it on New Year's Eve.
Would you call that?
It looks like a sheepdog is what I like.
Yeah, looks like she's wearing a sheepdog.
If you've ever seen the cover of Beck's Odelay album, Marissa's wearing right now. Whatever the kind of dog that is, it has dreadlocks all over it. That's the type of thing.
Is this sheepdog? A vest? Yeah.
That's a vest. This is a jacket.
Goes, but it's so long.
Kathy's got sleeves.
We'll talk later.
We'll just keep calling you Michelle Phillips.
Yeah. All right, so welcome, dear friends, to a Tuesday morning of the President Steve Show. We have some things going on that I think you will like. We have, number one, chance for you to win $1,000 and possibly a $10,000 grand prize.
Nice.
Through MMR's Go Fund Yourself, and we will do that starting at 8 a.m. There are 5 times that you can win each day, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. And what you have to do is you got to get the MMR app, or go to WMMR.com. It's not a texting thing, but it's so simple to do. The app is free. You're going to find that you end up using it a lot, and you might use it to win some goodies and sometimes some cash just like this. So we'll give you the details on the code word that you're going to need, special keyword, actually, and you'll need to enter it via the app. So that's coming up around 8 a.m., courtesy of our friends at Armor Metals and Recycling. We also have our friend Kevin Crowley.
Wow.
Returning to our microphones. Kevin is a former Philadelphia Wing and now a current Philadelphia Wing, which is really cool.
I love this.
Is back in Philly, and the next game is going to be Saturday against Georgia at the Wells Fargo Center. Kevin's a longtime friend, so he's going to be stopping in this morning, and we'll be happy to spend some time with him. We also have some friends stopping in. The Steam Pub will be in today, and they have a couple of things going on, which I'll reveal a little bit later. I'm going to get all the details, hopefully some giveaways for you. So we'll let you know when those guys get here. And, yes, I do indeed have some gift cards to give away, so we'll do that. And we have a new way. It's a new year, a new era for the President and Steve Show for Tattoos Day.
Yes.
It's taking a new form, okay? And this is the way things are going to work. Oh, gone are the days of you having to get up early and coming here to our studio to receive the tattoo in our makeshift tattoo parlor.
It became an issue.
Which is the production studio, by the way.
Yes.
Where people are actually trying to work, believe it or not. And so it's just got to be a bit much. We've been doing it for 13 years here.
Long, long time. I don't know. I wish I could get the exact number on how many bodies we've tattooed in our studios here. But not to mention, I mean, this is like the trash chute in Star Wars, this office. Everything is kind of shrinking and kind of going away. So,
As construction is going, exactly right. So space is limited, and there's not as much room as there used to be to openly bleed.
But I think this is better than, I don't know, perhaps you reveal.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have your chance, you tattoo aficionado or desiree. We have a text opportunity for you to win a chance to get the President Steve tattoo. And the way this will work is you will receive a $350 gift certificate for world famous Philadelphia Eddie's tattoo.
Awesome.
The tattoo does have to include the President and Steve show somewhere in there. So keep that in mind. And it's very, very simple. You will call and you will make an appointment and you'll get the tattoo done. We will see the results of that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure that we give a mention to you and, of course, Philadelphia Eddie's, and we'll post the tattoo on social media. And it'll work that way. And it might be easier than having to get here at 7 o'clock in the morning on a work day. You can work this out with Philadelphia Eddies. But We'll make sure that that gets taken care of, and then we'll find out how when you need to make the appointment.
You can make it whenever. I mean, you're going to make it for, you know, whatever's most convenient for you and the tattoo artist.
Okay.
We certainly know the tattoo artists are going to love it more because it's always been a bit of a bitch for them to get in here.
It was always a struggle. I mean, when we started this with RC years and years and years ago, RC would come in because tattoo artists don't, they're not morning people.
They're not.
They're going to bed about now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So, it's world-famous Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo, 621 South 4th Street in South Philly. You can get tattooed by the area's top tattoo artists like Don Juan, and you can see his work on Instagram at Don Juan Tattoos or PhiladelphiaEddie'sTattoo.com. So, here's what you do. Text TATTOO to 39333, and we're going to pick a random winner from that. It's that simple.
I mean, hundreds of people have President Steve tattoos that we've done over the years. So, it will continue in a more manageable way.
So just keep in mind, you have to represent the show somewhere in your tattoo. So we're going to try this out, see how it works.
It could be an abysmal failure, but I feel good about it.
Yeah, so text the word tattoo. Make sure you spell that correctly, T-A-T-T-O-O, to 39333, and you might win. So I'll remind you of that through the course of today, and we'll do that every Tuesday for as long as that works out. So these things and more throughout the course of the day. We're going to take a quick break, come back in a second. The entertainment report is up for us. First, you know that, and we'll do the super question with some giveaways. Stay put. We'll be back in a moment.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like you to make it a perfectly personal new year with our friends at Hannah Still. Make it personal. Make it about you. You spent enough time over the holidays thinking about everybody else. Let's think about you now. There's over 50 locations of Hannah Still Massage and Facial Spa in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, the Lehigh Valley, and the spa services start at just $59.95. Take a look at what I'm talking about. Hannah Still Massage and Facial Spa. Go to hannahstone.com today.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to do a stupid question this morning and give away a pair of tickets to see It's Not You, It's Me from Second City. That's coming up at the Kemmel Center January 30th, February 2nd. So I love word and phrase origins. I have a book in my bathroom at home, and every now and then I'll, when I go in to spend some time, if I forget my phone or whatever, I will pick up the book and I'll start flipping through it.
The technical phrase is anamame, correct?
Anamame. No. So the phrase hands down refers to what sport?
Interesting.
215-263-WMMR.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm. The phrase hands down refers to what sport?
Unless you
know the answer, call now, 215-263-WMMR. And we're going to go through some birthdays while we are awaiting your answer this morning. Today is Tuesday, January 8th, and we celebrate with a legendary musician by the name of Mr. Robbie Krieger, guitarist for The Doors. That's right. I believe Robbie wrote Light My Fire.
Yes, he did. And he might have written Riders on the Storm.
He, you know, obviously Jim was the star. He was the band.
Yeah.
But he certainly would have never reached that success without guys like Robbie Krieger and everybody, Dinsmore. Jonathan Densmore and
Ringo.
No, not Ringo. Ray Manzarek. Yeah. Thank you very much. Ray Manzarek was unbelievable. He's since passed, unfortunately. Ringo's great, but you know,
The Doors for me, I actually will go through a period where I'll listen to a lot of The Doors and then go away for 10 years.
I got to be in the mood.
Yeah, exactly.
The Doors of the band,
yeah.
You got to be in the mood. For me personally, that you got to be in the mood for it because they're a moody band.
Do you know what I do have recollections, though, Preston? When I was in third grade, we lived in California for about 8 or 9 months and going through Laurel Canyon, which was like California, Doors territory, listening to The Doors.
Cool.
And that's burned into my mind. It's such a cool memory.
Listen, I don't know how true to life the Oliver Stone movie is, but we watched it religiously in college.
Great movie.
It
took some liberties, but it's essentially the story.
And obviously, when you're talking about, and like Bohemian Rhapsody, Preston, taking years and years, and you're trying to consolidate it down to 2 hours.
You have to make some omissions.
Exactly,
same type of thing. So I you know, that's why I kind of gave Bohemian Rhapsody some
license
to go ahead, because listen, you can't. It's a long history, but Robbie Krieger, outstanding guitarist of The Doors, 73 years old today. We were just off air talking about R. Kelly. It's his birthday today.
This freaking guy.
This series on Lifetime.
Yeah. Robert Kelly.
Yeah. And Preston, everyone who sees it, and celebrities all over the place, like John Legend and everybody, has come out asking, why is he not in jail? I mean, so I'm so intrigued, I'm going to binge it because it's, but the stuff that's apparently depicted in this limited series about his crimes and his eccentricities and all this other kinky crap is just disgusting.
Exactly. Oh, so it's bizarre, man.
Yeah. What's it on?
Lifetime.
Lifetime.
Biggest series they've ever had.
So he is 52 years old today. I know, Case, I'm having to juggle a bunch of different pieces of music, but let's go with this one. Bob Eubanks, The Newlywed Game.
Oh.
Do you have that theme song handy?
I do, but when you said that, I was thinking Mr. Belvedere. Who's that guy?
Mr. Belvedere?
I don't know.
The Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker.
No.
Bob Uecker's a wholly different person.
Yeah.
Casey, also see if we have the outtake, the classic outtakes.
Oh, yes.
Bob Eubanks of the Newlywed Game, one of the best hosts ever, to be honest. He was so smooth on that show.
And that show was a boundary pusher.
Big time.
It was considered scandalous.
Yeah. So Bob Eubanks is celebrating his 81st birthday today. Here we go. This is some old bloopers.
Yes.
From that you may not have heard ever from the Newlywed Game. Go ahead and hit it, Case.
Okay, gentlemen, 5-point question. What will your wife say is your favorite vitamin? Ed, what will your wife say is your favorite vitamin?
Favorite vitamin? Well, she likes videotaping me having sex with animals and then setting bums on fire.
He totally didn't know what a vitamin was.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And there's a lot of jacks.
Yeah, here's another one.
Okay, gentlemen, 10-point questions now. What will your wife say is her favorite color? Ed, what will your wife say is her favorite color? Favorite color? She likes when I pee on her.
Oh, my God. And he just didn't know what color meant. And it's very R. Kelly, if you stop to think about it.
That's what made that show so funny.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
They had these rubes.
Bob Eubanks is 81. Shirley Bassey.
It's a goldfinger.
Yeah. Come on.
Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold.
I look forward to it here.
I do too.
She can wail, man.
Yeah, she
still
can. Sexy woman too, and she's 82 years old, Casey. She might surpass your limit of 80. She's pretty hot, man. I saw her at the
Oscars. So they did the tribute
a few years ago, and number one, she could still belt that out. Number two, she was a very glamorous, beautiful looking woman.
Do we have diamond? And very, very, yes. You said it. You said it all. Diamonds are forever, by any chance? Because it's very Goldfinger esque. Diamonds are forever.
I think the only thing we have is Goldfinger.
You never know, Preston. I'm going to take a look see here. How old is Barbara Eden? Because she may.
80.
She may
surpass
your
limit.
Stretch my limits,
Stretch your limits.
87.
Oh, my. Whoa.
And she looks great.
She does look great.
She looks great.
Okay, so Shirley Bassey's 82.
No, I don't have.
All right, no problem.
Rachel Nichols, actress. She was in G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra.
Oh, my God. She won the Oscar for that.
Criminal Minds. She's on that show. She's 39 today. Very attractive young lady. And then last birthday, Steve, I saved the best for last. Larry Storch.
Corporal Agarn.
Is 96 today.
Love Larry Storch.
Agarn of F Troop. And then, of course, you probably would have seen him on the Hollywood Squares and any other thing out at that
Love
time.
Love Boat. Yeah.
That character, Agarn, was great.
Agarn and Sergeant O'Rourke were the comedy duo. Sergeant Walker was a straight man. Agarn was the conniving corporal.
Yeah.
And I love that show.
Hey, can you find that anywhere? Is that show up on Boomerang or Antenna TV anywhere?
It's on Amazon Prime, I think. You know, sometimes they sort of fluctuate in and out. Like, the library will appear for a while and then go away like they do on Netflix.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's available.
Hey, I want to send another happy birthday wish out, and I will never forget this birthday because it's the same day as Elvis's birthday. But I want to wish a happy 40th birthday to my sister-in-law, Marisa, married to my little brother. Happy birthday, Marisa.
Oh, happy birthday. She's adorable.
Yes, she is.
She's so sweet.
And it would have been Elvis's 84th birthday today.
My biggest regret is that I never got to meet Marisa. That's right, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She's from Brazil.
Happy birthday.
Yes, curitiba.
Hey.
To everybody. Night. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to this stupid question. The phrase hands down refers to what sport? 215-263. WMMR is a number. And it was Margie, I believe, that got in. Hey, Margie, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Margie, do you know what sport the phrase hands down refers to?
Yes, horse racing.
Yes. Horse racing.
They have hoops.
I'll explain in just a moment. Margie, hang on a second. We are going to give you a pair of tickets to see It's Not You, It's Me, the Second City. Latest laughter-inducing undertaking from the world-famous comedy company live at the Kimmel Center, and that will be January 30th, February 2nd. Your friends, your parents, even your blind date will find something achingly familiar to laugh at. Tickets and information at KimmelCenter.org. So you understand it?
Yes. I get it now. Well, it's got to be because the horses are measured in hands, right?
Incorrect.
Okay.
It means that, so when it's hands down, you're by far, without question,
it's incontrovertible.
Is the case, no question. So it is in when a horse and jockey have such a large lead that the jockey could lower his hands, slackening his hold on the reins, and win hands down, as opposed to hands up on the reins. So that's where that phrase came down.
I think I'm going to go watch Seabiscuit right now.
There you go. All right. Let's get into some of the entertainment stuff. Disgraced Oscar winner Kevin Spacey appeared before a judge in Massachusetts yesterday to face charges that he abused a then 18-year-old boy in 2016 at the arraignment. Nantucket District Court Judge Thomas Barrett ordered Spacey to stay away from his accuser and family. And this is according to the accuser's lawyer, Mitchell Garbedian, said, by reporting the sexual assault, my client is determined and encouraging voice for those victims not yet ready to report being sexually assaulted. This was in a statement that they made before the hearing.
Right before, yeah.
And he said, my client is leading by example. Spacey faces felony indecent assault and battery charges. And during the hearing, which took 10 minutes, Spacey reportedly showed no emotion. The defense lawyer, Alan Jackson, entered a not guilty plea on Spacey's behalf. He also secured the cell phone data of the accuser, which he said will harbor helpful social media messages and texts that will boost Spacey's case.
Do we have the awkward audio of when the judge revealed that he called his grandmother Gum Gum?
No. I don't know.
That is
no,
very...
I don't have
it. Okay, because it's very powerful.
Jackson told the court, this is data that we believe is not only potentially... there's a word I know. No.
Sacrosanct?
Exculpatory.
Exculpatory.
Exculpatory, but likely exculpatory for Mr. Spacey.
That's when you put a camera up your butt?
That's what I thought. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah, I think it's exculpatory is, would be clearing the defendant. I'm not familiar with legalese.
He said, this data we believe is not only potentially exculpatory, but likely exculpatory for Mr. Spacey. So I don't know.
All right, so there we go.
I simply don't want to see any of that data.
So why are they putting a camera up his butt?
Well, who knows how far Mr. Spacey got.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe there's some residue.
I said, I don't want to see any of that data deleted, destroyed, even inadvertently.
Yes.
In court documents, Jackson claims the accuser is unreliable and created, quote, an entirely false persona during their alleged 2016 meeting. He said, in fact, aside from his name, everything the victim told Mr. Fowler was a lie.
I was right.
In point of fact, the victim was, what are you right about?
Exculpatory evidence.
I'm not done with this yet. Hang on. The victim was 18 years old, not in college, and had taken a summer job bussing tables on the island. Who is Mr. Fowler?
Ricky Fowler, the golfer?
Oh,
he was taking pictures.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
He's just taking pictures.
Yeah.
They just mentioned Mr. Fowler. Oh.
This is years ago, before his professional career, they're trying to make it right.
That predatory bastard.
So, exculpatory evidence is evidence. Exculpatory evidence is evidence favorable to the defendant in a criminal trial that exonerates tends to exonerate the defendant of guilt.
So, there was one of the initial charges was from a guy, if you remember, and I think this might be the guy that they're speaking of. He was in a play with Spacey. He was 15 or 14 at the time. Went to a party at Spacey's apartment, a Broadway show party. Is that what we're talking about?
No. This guy is a busboy.
A busboy.
Yeah, who was 18 years old.
Oh, all right.
There we go. So, yeah. And
the guy you're talking about is the one who, like, really... He's the one who opened the door.
Started
for all
the
of this
balls
stuff.
Rolling.
Yes. Correct.
They say.
Correct. Yes. So the next pre-trial hearing is set for March 4th. The judge ruled that Spacey does not have to appear in person, but needs to be available. He was mobbed by reporters when he entered and left the court. And this is the first formal charge that Spacey has faced, though 30-plus men have come forward to share allegations of sexual misconduct.
There's word he left when he left the area. He left in a private jet.
Oh, really?
I think it's his jet.
If convicted on all charges, Spacey faces 5 years behind bars. So we will see where this goes, and we will let you know. After Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Motion Picture Drama and Best Actor on Sunday night ceremony, at the Golden Globes, controversy and questions around the musical biopic were reignited. The question marks are hovering around the fired but credited director Bryan Singer. Just weeks before wrapping, the X-Men director was given the boot and replaced with Dexter Fletcher. He was reportedly fired because he vanished for extended periods and clashed with star Rami Malek, and he's also been accused of sexual misconduct. The strategy the cast and crew deployed was not just addressing, was to just not address Singer at all. During his acceptance speech, Malek thanked several people but never mentioned Singer. Many on social media savaged the win, bemoaning the recognition of a known pedophile garnered, some did. While asked backstage about not mentioning Singer, he avoided the question altogether and redirected the topic back to the film.
Do we know? So we're assuming then, by what you said and what people have said before, just before wrapping up, that Singer basically completed the film.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks,
and then was fired.
Yes.
So like maybe things like additional dialogue looping or stuff like that. But So it is his movie.
Yeah. So when asked about it, Rami Malek said, the one thing we needed to do was celebrate Freddie Mercury in this film. And he said nothing was going to compromise us in giving him the love and celebration he deserves. So he kind of sidetracked it by doing that.
So I'm looking forward to seeing the movie when it becomes available in just a couple of weeks. But would you say that the movie highlights, gives fair treatment to, it's not just a Freddie Mercury love story, it celebrates the band and their contributions to the overall sound of the music?
It does, but the only member of the band that they really develop is Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
So yes, it celebrates the band. It's not just about Freddie Mercury.
Right.
But the only band member that they go into their personal life really is Freddie's.
Okay.
And that's
right.
It. But it's, you know, it's the band's success as well. So the story is mainly about him, but I really enjoyed it.
Hey, just going back to Kevin Spacey real quick. Mm-hmm. His real last name is Fowler. It's Kevin Spacey Fowler.
Thank you for clearing that up. That's not the golfer.
It wasn't Ricky Fowler.
I don't know that he wasn't taking pictures, but
yeah.
Who says that he could have been there?
Right.
So the season has just begun, but The Bachelor has already worn out its virgin angle with star Colton Underwood. This is the 26-year-old former NFL player's third round with the Bachelor franchise.
May I admit something?
Yes.
I DVR'd it.
Did you really?
Yeah. All right. I meant to remember, I said I was going to watch it this season.
Yeah.
Did it start?
Last night.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, it was the first. It was the cars show up and the girls get out, and it's the beginning, off and running.
What I didn't know is this is his third round with the franchise after stints on The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
And
last
the R. Kelly series on Lifetime.
Right. Mm-hmm. A major part of his storyline on Becca Cuffrin's season of The Bachelorette focused on him claiming to be a virgin and Becca sending him home right before the infamous and elusive fantasy suite round.
Ooh.
Where each of the three remaining contestants spends a night alone in a hotel room with the lead. Now he's the star of this season, and Bachelor producers are milking his storyline for all it's worth.
I'm a virgin.
And according to this particular review, it gets old very fast.
Oh. Of course. And so the big thing is, even in the trailers for it, I think I just took your V card. things are off the rails.
Yeah. All right, so hang on a second. Remember, what was it? Not Joe Millionaire. Maybe it was Joe Millionaire. One where, like, the chick apparently...
What?
Performed oral.
Yes. In other words, to secure a win.
Right,
and
as it turns out,
it was Joe Millionaire.
They just used audio from something else, and it was like maybe her slurping a milkshake or something like that.
They go off into the hedges.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then you hear like a slurping noise.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, that tastes terrible!
By the way, so my wife is watching whatever channel she watches, and I saw... have you guys ever seen... Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I haven't seen it in a while.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, every single member of this cast is stunningly, perfectly hot. Where do they get all these people
Well, you're not going to be tempted from...
I know.
So that's why they yes, of course, they're unbelievable. And that's why I watched it. I did a parody called Temptations Island.
Yeah.
Where the... you remember they stuck the Temptations on one side and all the women slept with them.
Yeah.
But the... yeah, of course. Like, if you want to see the equivalent of that, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody is unbelievably hot.
But the, right. But the thing about Temptation Island is these couples come on.
Yes.
And then they meet all these single people.
Yeah. I thought our relationship could withstand
this. Yes, exactly.
That's the whole premise. And they want to break apart.
People are shocked when the other one cheats on them.
Yeah, you know that bodybuilder on the other side of the island with the 9-foot dong?
I can't believe he did that.
I strayed.
Yeah.
The entire song is Human by the Human League.
All right, so the point I'm making is... that one episode was like groundbreaking. It was like earth-shattering. Nothing had ever been.
It happens all the time now. It happens all the time. Yep. It happens all the time on Big Brother. Okay. You know, now it's quite common for the contestants to bang each other.
All right, so this dude is a virgin, right? But like in years,
so he claims.
In years past, he's plugging holes like all season long, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know what I get just from a anecdotal level. I haven't watched a lot of them.
Okay. This dude was in the NFL. He's on the third Bachelor show.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way in hell this guy's a virgin.
I mean, no way. A bud virgin. Haven't done it there. Haven't done his butt yet. Everything else, yeah.
But he loves her.
And I meant my butt.
So we have a clip from him, right, Case?
We do.
Yeah.
You can judge for yourself the sincerity. And the host is asking what he's had to deal with being labeled the virgin.
That's sort of the stigma around being a virgin is, oh, he's not romantic. Right. Oh, he's not going to be a good bachelor.
He's not a man.
Yeah. That got thrown at me.
I didn't say that.
It's one of those things. I'm not waiting for a ring. I'm not waiting for marriage. I'm waiting to be in love. I'm waiting for it to feel right to take our relationship to the next step.
Wants to be in love.
You want to be in love?
Yeah.
So it's like you're not a man. I didn't say that. Like you have a small penis. I didn't say that either.
That's got to be BS.
You're not a man.
It strains credulity, right?
Yeah.
As Preston pointed out, you're in the NFL. You look like this guy.
No.
And he's not holding out for marriage.
Right.
To clarify, he's not holding out for religious reasons.
Yeah.
He's holding out for love.
He's actually just lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's all exculpatory.
It's all exculpatory.
You sound like...
I had to pull that story back out of the trash and look that word up.
It was Roxanne, right, where he learns, like, the word extemporaneous.
Yes,
and he
can't stop using it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what it means. Your love is very extemporaneous.
I love you. Exculpatory. I feel so exculpated. Becca, when I exculpate you tonight, you're going to need some salve. But we should get a real 3D rendering of your colon.
Oh, my Jesus. So, multiple live
move any tags.
Multiple live viewing parties helped make this season opener a whopping 3 hours long. Steve, I know you DVR'd it. 3 hours.
So I did, and the whole arrival. He stands out in front of the Bachelor house, which, by the way, was saved by the from the fires.
Yes,
oh, yeah. They managed to keep that thing intact.
Thank God.
So he's standing out outside, and they all arrive in their limos. So everyone, now it's the thing. How are you going to come out and introduce yourself? They had one of the bachelorettes faked an Australian accent. Another one came out dressed as a sloth and methodically, slowly walked over to him.
Oh, how did that work out?
I still have to see. I've heard what happened.
That sounds painful.
I know.
To watch.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, there was a...
And then someone, I think another one, had goggles on and said, I think I hear you're swimming in a bunch of bitches.
I wear goggles when you're not near.
When you are not near. I wear goggles when you are not near.
But there's a rotating cast of franchise favorites, including Bachelor in Paradise assistant bartender Wells Adams. Assistant bartender,
bartender.
She hasn't made it to full bartender yet.
Oh, it's a woman.
Yes. And former bachelorette Caitlin Bristow and infamous shark girl Alexis Waters.
Shart?
Shark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shark girl.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the shark girl.
Maybe
oh.
maybe my scent will remind
I love that.
You.
I love that smell.
Yeah.
I love that sound. Look at pudding.
No, don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Look at pudding. If I was known as shark girl, I would give up my reality career forever.
Yeah. Shark girl. Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to be shark girl.
I love shorts.
It's shark with a K.
Okay.
Shark girl.
Look at pudding.
Look at
you left pudding on the love seat.
Okay. Well, The Bachelor has begun, so we get to have fun with that for the whole season. Oh, my God. If this is true, I need to find something out. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson appears to be bouncing back after a split from Ariana Grande, posting an alarming Instagram note a few weeks ago. We all know this. Now, he was spotted leaving the Netflix Golden Globes party with Kate Beckinsale.
This is true. There are pictures. I mean, I saw pictures.
So they were flirting all night and sipping Moët champagne, a spy says. They were outside on the patio and left together.
Love you.
It's not Davidson's first dive back into the dating pool. He was spotted on a date with a date at Carbone last month with a mystery woman. Beckinsale was most recently linked to British comedian Jack Whitehall. So I guess she's got a place for comedians.
And Davidson has this sheepish, lovable way about him. He apparently is super well endowed. That's the rumor.
So and she's 45.
He's 25.
Wow.
Oh, he's that young?
Yeah, I think he's 25.
Wow, okay. That's a big
Can you do a quick check on that, Nick? Yeah. I thought there was a 20-year spread.
That's a big age difference. So maybe she's having some fun and, hey, good on him, man.
Yeah, you're right, Steve.
25 years old.
He was born in 1993.
Listen, I think it's great because he is, while he is fun and has that adorable quality, he's not a classically handsome man.
No.
And he's landing some of the absolute finest ladies
and
around.
He's said as much, and he's very aware of that. And I think women kind of find that very disarming, that he's self-deprecating.
So we'll see if that has a story to it. Follow along. Jim Carrey is Gaga for Ginger Gonzaga.
Oh, really?
Yes. Is Gaga for Ginger Gonzaga. The 56-year-old star spoke with Extra following the Golden Globe ceremony, saying that she's incredible, unbelievable, wicked talent, and an amazing person. He then joked, not bad for a first date. I just want first base tonight, and I'm not looking to take the field. The pair, who star in Showtime's Kidding together.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Made their red carpet debut the night at before the Golden Globes at the Showtime Golden Globes nominees celebration in West Hollywood.
I would like to see him on the night of the Golden Globes. He actually did a funny thing and seemed happy.
Yeah,
I don't like perpetually sad, dour, down.
Yeah,
Jim Carrey. It's annoying.
Well, I think he's had some
issues.
He's had massive issues all his life.
Yeah, and then he had the girl.
Died his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Suicide.
He has had issues all his life. You go back to early interviews with him, talking about his dad and his family and stuff like that. He's,
messed up.
Yeah. He,
what I've learned
about
him. That's
why escaping through his comedy might be what he does, you know.
What I've learned about him, though, is that
he's a virgin.
No. Is that he's been sober for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For at least a decade.
Okay.
Maybe even more, yeah.
Well, so anyhow, we'll see if that relationship goes anywhere. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter, Representative Liz Cheney, slammed Christian Bale for likening her father to Satan. When he accepted the Golden Globe Sunday, Bale thanked Satan for giving me the inspiration on how to play this role. Liz vented on Twitter, Satan probably inspired him to do this. Two, Christian Bale arrested for assault on mother and sister, linking to a 2008 story detailing his arrest following a domestic incident. Which didn't go anywhere, by the way. There were no charges or anything like that. But Church of Satan seemed delighted by the comparison.
They're getting some press.
So they actually, on the Church of Satan Twitter page, wrote, "To us, Satan is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, and it serves as an external metaphorical projection of our highest personal potential."
Good for you.
And then wrote, "As Mr. Bale's own talent and skill won him the award, this is fitting. Hail Christian, hail Satan."
Well, that's interesting.
So they approve. Mm-hmm. And then while getting ready for the Golden Globes, Jessica Chastain shared the first photo of her daughter, Julietta.
And it's spelled G-I-U-L-I-T-T-A. That's a beautiful name, Julietta.
Just call it Gelato.
The Molly's Game star posted just a shot of her six-month-old's hand holding out a finger to be graced by her mega gem. Her middle finger, no. She said, "You've got good taste, kid," and she captioned the shot, or that's how she captioned the shot. The 41-year-old is very private about her personal life with her husband, Gianluca Pazzi.
Did you see Molly's Game?
I did not. Nick,
it's
you did,
really
right?
good.
Yeah, I really like it a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I've got that's one that's on the list to eventually
that's
get around.
Aaron Sorkin.
To.
That's why he was here, right?
Yep.
Sorkin
was promoting that. Molly's Game.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're ready for clips, my friend. From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure to The Matrix, Keanu Reeves has made his mark on the science fiction genre. And here Keanu talks about what brought him back to this genre for his new film, Replicas.
I love that science fiction can be a Trojan horse. You can have ideas and you can investigate and you can do cautionary tales and you can do fantasy and all other genres can kind of fit inside science fiction.
Rag 'em.
Casey posted a screenshot of this movie saying that because it has the title and the date on it, it's going to be a crappy movie on the trailer.
Yes.
So he posted a screen cap of it. And this is going to be your first official test of that, right?
Well, we had to start sort of keeping score. There's another one. Okay. What is it? The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston is doing it. And then there's another one.
Now, the Upside has pretty decent reviews.
It does not.
What's it at, Rotten Tomatoes?
50.
That's not bad.
It isn't?
Mid-level. Yeah. Right.
Marissa, you want to jump in?
Yeah, last week you posted about the escape room. Do we have any details about that?
It was number two at the box office.
Yeah, but...
Doesn't mean it's good.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so what parameters make this a bad movie?
Just overall reviews. I don't care about box office success.
So,
because,
okay, so yeah. you're not judging on reviews as opposed to it could do very well at the box office, be a critical flop. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so critics or what you think about it?
Well, no. I'm going by, like, let's say I think Rotten Tomatoes is probably the most comprehensive way to get a review on this.
Keep a list of these.
Yes.
All right, and then we'll see how your theory plays out. Replicas is going to be in theaters on January 11th, by the way. Let's do the next clip. Jenna Fisher's sitcom Splitting Up Together.
Which is pretty good, actually.
Is wrapping up its sophomore season, and here Jenna explains why her show stands out from all the others on TV.
I feel like a lot of times the story ends when the couple breaks up, and we're going to tell the story of after the breakup. Of how you deal with co-parenting your children, dealing with one another, and maybe your ex-spouse's new love. It rocked my ass off.
Splitting Up Together airs tonight, 9:30 on ABC.
Yes.
There you go. That's what I have for you this morning in the entertainment report. A couple of things going on. Actually, a lot of things going on. So we have the Go Fund Yourself chance to win $1,000, maybe even 10 grand for the grand prize. Details at WMMR.com. I have a promo coming up that will explain all that in just a second, but we'll do that at 8, around 8 o'clock. We have a new format for Tattoos Day, if you're just tuning in. So normally, we will have had our already chosen tattoo recipient here in the studio by now, hopefully already getting their tattoo work done in our adjacent production studio. Well,
it often didn't work out that way.
No, it was, you know, listen, sometimes mixed messages and busy people and a lot of activity around the studios here made it a bit of an issue. So we're going to change things. You don't have to come to the studio any longer to get the tattoo done. In the middle of a work week, in the early morning, it was inconvenient for a lot of listeners. It was inconvenient for the tattoo artists as well. So there's a new format. Casey came up with this. We're going to have a chance for you to win a tattoo, a Preston and Steve tattoo, mind you.
Yeah.
And how you get in the running for the winning is text the word tattoo to 39333. And you have to be serious about this, all right? You have to be at least 18 to get the tattoo. And you have to get a Preston and Steve themed tattoo. We will give you a $350 gift certificate to the world-famous Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo.
Yes.
And then you will set up your appointment, and all those other things will be taking place. We'll get pictures of that posted on social media and mention you as well, so we still get to see what it looks like, what these Preston and Steve tattoos look like. So if you are interested, text the word tattoo to 39333. By the end of the show, we'll pick a winner. And we'll start getting tattoos in the following weeks and revealing them. It's obviously not going to happen today. So that's a new way to get that thing done. All right.
Are we going to explain this right now?
You know what? Let's come back with that.
Okay.
Let's come back with that.
We have another cash prize to give away, and it's a quick turnaround on this, and you're going to need to get a little bit active on it, but we'll take a break. We're kind of seizing the moment, timing-wise, of something, a couple of things, and bringing them together.
Yes, right, in perfect synergy.
So we will take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll reveal this new cash prize that we have to give away in a moment. And our buddy Kevin Crowley, new Philadelphia Wings forward, was with the original Wings team, and now he's back, and he's a good guy. He's going to be stopping in today. We'll be back in a second. Stay with us.
WMMR.
Online.
On
demand. And on
the air. Including our digital HD signal. The best sounding MMR there is. WMMR HD. And HD2. The MM Archives channel.
So we talked about this last week, I believe. There was, Bird Box was huge on Netflix. And it led to people doing this thing called the Bird Box Challenge, which is kind of dumb, but people were going, right. Actually, I guess it might be kind of interesting to see how you fare with a full blindfold on. If you haven't seen the Netflix film, Sandra Bullock and her kids have to wear these blindfolds. You'll have to watch the movie if you haven't seen it yet to understand the reason why.
And to live.
But in order to live, they have to wear these blindfolds anytime they go outside, and it led to people trying to do everyday tasks.
We did it.
Wearing a blindfold and see how well they fare. And we thought it was kind of interesting. And we wanted to tie that into something else. So Bird Box, and our birds are headed to the next round of the playoffs. Two great tastes that taste great together. Why not do this? So we have created a chance for you to win a $500 cash prize with the Preston and Steve Let's Go Birds Box Challenge.
See what we did there? Do you see what we did?
See how it just rolls off the tongue.
Absolutely.
Thank you to Chuck D'Amico for the name, because he came up with that. Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. Now, here's what we want you to do. And we have a video explanation of this, or demonstration, I should say. Marissa, what's the status on that? Is that going to be posted, or is it already posted?
It is live now on PrestonSteve.com.
Okay. You can take a look at our own Casey Boy doing his version of the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge.
Yes.
And all you need to do is take a video of yourself attempting to either catch a pass or kick a field goal while blindfolded.
I would strongly suggest you look at what Casey did, because we're the ones making the call.
Yes.
If you simply toss a ball to someone with the blindfold on a foot away, we will not be impressed.
Right.
So whatever you do to impress us, that's what's going to win.
And there are no real parameters other than
that.
No. It's just
you just have to complete those tasks.
It's just going to be a gut call by us and judging which one we like the best. And that person wins $500 in cash.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-R.
So all you have to do is take the video and post it to Twitter or Instagram with these two hashtags. Very important. Hashtag Let's Go Birds Box Challenge and the hashtag WMMR.contest. We have to have WMMR contest there for legal reasons.
Yes.
It's all on the website. It's all on PrestonSteve.com if you want to see exactly how you do it. But we got to get this in this week. So we need the entries in by Thursday, I assume, at the latest?
Marissa?
Or do we want to do it over the weekend and get a winner on Monday?
No, I would say, listen,
as you can see, we discussed this thoroughly.
Well, the reason is because they're playing on Sunday, and so we'd like to build up the excitement. So let's have
6 a.m. by Friday.
Okay.
6 a.m. Friday, and we'll have a winner by the end of the show on Friday.
Or Marissa, does that sound good to you?
Sounds amazing.
Okay, all right. So simple. Just use your phone. Just use the video app on your phone. And post it on social media and give us those tags. If you've forgotten or you didn't have a chance to write them down, just go to PrestonSteve.com. It's a quick video. Casey did one both, kicking a field goal and receiving a pass. Are these both up or just the
Yeah, field goal? So I believe the whole video is up on PrestonSteve.com. I posted one on my Instagram and Twitter page. It's Casey Boy Casey. And I want to thank Marple Newtown High School, Coach Gick, and then also Brian Jocelyn, who's the starting. Yeah, Chris Gicking.
That was my, if my mom was like, oh, gross, she'd be like, oh, Gick.
Oh, Gick.
Yeah, oh, Gick.
That's funny.
Gick.
Do you need to have an upright to kick this, do you think? So you go to your local school or something
like
that?
Listen, man, you do whatever you think.
You want to
do
it.
You do to win.
You do you.
You do
if it's in a warehouse, if it's wherever it is, wherever you want to do it, if you want to be naked when you do it, if you want to do it with your grandmother, you need to cut through the cheese. What we're looking for is a lot of meme-worthy videos.
What
I'm sorry, Kathy's laughing because we're watching the video of Casey He used a makeshift tee stand. It's like a practice stand where you see the guys on the sidelines when they're getting ready for a field goal. They'll warm up, and they have this little stand that sits on top of the football to hold it in place. He didn't use a tee per se.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you were using, it looks like a guitar stand or something like that?
No, it's actually, it's a like a tee ball. What are those things called? A tee.
A tee. All right,
a tee ball tee.
And so you leaned it on top of the ball. Casey is blindfolded. He goes to kick it. He kicks the stand, which is made of metal.
Yeah.
And you thought you broke your toe when you did it.
It hurts so bad. Yeah. And so the thing is, when you hurt yourself when you're blindfolded, when you don't know what's coming, I feel like it hurts even more.
Because there's that there's that surprise, that shock. When you completely whiff it, is pretty hilarious as well.
And by the way, Casey also edited together several misses of catching the ball and eventually catches it. If you want to do that too, you want to edit together a bunch of attempts and put it in,
dude,
go right ahead.
You have the one edict. Just, you know exactly what we're asking for in whatever way you want to do it. You need to stand out. If you want to be creative, if you want to wear a costume, if you want to do whatever you want to do.
I had no idea, but on my iPhone, I have iMovie.
Yes.
And I edited that all on my iPhone. It's the first time I ever tried that. So it's really, really, really easy. Now, I had attempted non-blindfolded many times to kick a field goal so I would get the feel for it.
Yeah.
when I put the blindfold on, it ruined everything. I counted it out. I'm like, okay, 1-2 back, 1-2 over. Here we go. I even closed my eyes one time. I'm like, okay, I got this. I'm totally going to dunk this.
Yeah. Well, impress us. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. Do whatever you need
impress
to do.
Impress us, wow us, catch our eyes, whatever you need to do.
Are you guys impressed at all by my 1990s Eagles starters jacket that I wore in the video?
I did notice that. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Vintage. So details at WMMR.com. I'm sorry, PrestonandSteve.com. Yeah. So take a look. It's the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge.
You get it?
And $500 up for a prize. So get on that, and you got to do it quickly because we need it by 6 a.m. Monday morning. We have not had an appearance from the Noticer so far.
In the new year!
So it's a new year. It's a new Noticer. Why don't we dive right in because...
Ladies and gentlemen, may we present to you 2019 and the 2019 version of the Noticer. New and improved, new circuitry, and a bun warmer.
And a bun warmer as well, which is nice. Actually, I'm going to start with a story about Costco.
Costco!
Are you guys all members?
No.
I am.
No, I Casey?
Mean, we are.
BJ's.
BJ's, okay.
BJ's as well.
All right, so you have a wholesale club that you go
it's
to.
It's just the closest one to my house.
That's same thing for us with Costco. But Costco, I don't know about BJ's, but Costco is selling a 6.6-pound tub of Nutella.
Oh, yeah!
Yes. Oh,
I love Nutella.
It's only $22, which actually is less than I thought it might be, yeah.
It's big enough for me to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe y'all, I have to check BJ's. It's only at Costco. BJ's doesn't have it either.
Just the story that I have.
Let me tell you something.
Says that it's at Costco.
One of the greatest cakes I ever had in my life was made with Nutella.
Really?
As, like, I guess, the moistening agent or whatever the hell.
Right.
It was unbelievably delicious.
Right.
There's nothing Nutella can't do.
I like it. It's a tad bit too sweet for me, and I can take it in doses.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued by the Nutella cake.
The Nutella cake.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Amazing.
My kids love it. I don't necessarily care for it. It's not something I gravitate towards.
Yeah, it's like hazelnut.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate it. I just, it's not, you know, if I see it in the cupboard, it's not something I go, oh, yeah.
What's this in the cupboard?
Yeah, it's not something that I think to, you know, spread on anything, whether it be bread or crackers or whatever.
So there's 162 tablespoons of the chocolate hazelnut spread.
That's about right.
It is currently available on Costco's website, though only to members. But there's no word on how long it will be available or when it first became available.
I wonder what's the largest, you know, so you have your regular store portions. So you go to your Acme and you have your regular store portions. I wonder what's the largest difference in size from the Econo size of these wholesale stores to its in-supermarket counterpart. Like, is there a 60-pound can of tuna?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I know for restaurants and so forth, you can get, you know, really, really...
If you go to those food supply places,
you get the gigantic sizes. Every now and then, my wife will bring home something from... I'm like, why? We'll never, ever, ever finish that.
There used to be a place right on Ridge, right by where that Deke's, where the barbecue place is, by the SEPTA bus station.
Yeah.
It was a restaurant supply place, and they had stuff like that, like super restaurant size.
That's where we got those awesome...
red cups?
Red cups.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut cups.
The old Pizza Hut cups. I remember that. Well, so if you got a hankering for Nutella... and you're a Costco member, then the world is your oyster.
Do you want to know what
6.6 pounds.
One of the most critical mistakes you can make going to BJ's or Costco when you are hungry.
Absolutely. Although they can curb your appetite while you're there because they've got loads of samples.
Free samples.
My kids love running around and I like last time we were there, I'm like, you think it'll be too early for samples? Because we went there like right when they opened.
Curious, when did the samples start coming out?
And sure enough, we walked in and like they had the brie and they had chips and they had little, you know, Asian dumplings and all kinds of stuff. So it was a fruitful day at Costco.
Back skip dinner.
Do you ever try to double up? Pretend like you're somebody else, like come back with a mustache, or something like that.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah.
You draw a mustache on your finger.
Right, exactly.
No, most of them don't care. And they're like, here, you want more?
Another one.
What you do is you go, they're not paid by the company.
You go to the clothes section, you put on a new hat and a coat.
I'm just in from Switzerland.
Every now and then, you will get someone who is pushing the samples there that really pushes the product.
They're from the actual company that makes the product.
This woman. So there was one who she was just pushing potato chips, and she was selling it like a barker at a sideshow or something like that. She'd come on up. You know those regular chips you get are greasy? These are not that way. You're going to walk out of here with a bag of chips. Step on up, everybody, right here. And
what's your name, Stud Muffin?
Yeah, it was kind of fun, actually. I like it when they go the extra mile.
You know what I love about those wholesale clubs is what you find that you would not expect there. Like, I found these solar lights that line my walkway to my house. Like,
yeah.
I never would have thought to look there you know, for something like that, and they're great.
Yeah, I remember I found, like, gloves for golf, you know. And they had, like, you know, eight of them for $10.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Sweet. Done.
Yeah, so every now and then you do find some stuff that...
Nutella.
And even like furniture and things like that.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done the automobile supplies. Yeah. You know, I bought a hand truck.
Hey, you know what? And I'll ask for the listeners' help right now because my cousin's in Afghanistan and I'm actually going to go to BJ's soon. Like,
I thought you were going to say I'm going to go to Afghanistan.
No. So I'm going to go there soon, like some point this week.
Yeah.
And I know of what I'm going to get. I'm going to get some like Skittles and some of the. So if you have any recommendations on things that I can send over there for him and all of his troop mates or whatever you call them, but please. Just, you know, the things that, like, are gold. That's what I want to send
okay,
over there.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. All right, I noticed something else, and it is also from
the noticer.
It's also from the retail world.
It's also from the retail world, which makes 2019 the year of the retail noticer.
So we'll stay there. I noticed that the athleisure... boom has the trend has been slowing down a little bit.
Yes, it's actually going away.
Is it really?
This is that the clothing that sits between workout clothing and hanging out clothing,
right?
Because almost every woman I see is wearing leggings. Yeah. All the time. Leggings and tights and things like
yoga
that.
Pants.
That type of athleisure.
I don't think that leggings are actually considered athleisure. Like, the athleisure is more that jogging pant look.
Okay.
And like a, you know, like a zip up jacket that they would dress up, you know, maybe with like jeans and heels as opposed to wearing sweatpants.
Do you know what I like? I like formal, workout tuxedos, Preston.
I like
they're
those
so
too.
Wonderful.
Yep. People are like, wow, you look so dressed up.
I know. I'm going to work out. I need a carnation to complete everything.
This is Casey's nightmare. Now he can't say he's dressed up.
That's right.
I don't care what
well,
I can
you used
say.
To say it all the time about the athleisure.
No, I just would joke because you guys are so judgmental about my clothing. I say, no, these are my nicest sweatpants.
One of my favorite clips from a Daily Rush is you're talking about your attire and you go, and I see myself, I think there's a nicely dressed gym teacher.
By the way, Lululemon was a big thing this Christmas around my Christmas circles. I don't know if
you work in Christmas circles.
Well, I mean, just like in my family.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like, you know, where I saw women opening presents.
Lululemon is worth a lot of money, from what I understand.
Yeah, like everything in there. Very successful.
What's the place at Veda or Athleta or?
Wait a minute. Yes, they just opened a store, or there is now a store in the King of Prussia Mall.
Right,
that
right.
One, the one that's upstairs.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know.
That's athleisure, right?
Well, it's, that's workout clothes, I think.
Okay, regular workout clothes.
So, yeah, they said that the retail sales data has found consumers are beginning to turn away.
It's more formal now?
From fashion and sports sneakers, leggings and tights, and instead looking towards jeans and boots.
Do you know what's really good, Preston? That Ath Bridal Supply store, which is great.
Ath Bridal Supply.
Bridal gowns.
Oh, this, this is my my jogging veil.
Look at my train. It's shorter. I don't want a car to roll over it.
Well, so Skechers has the new wide shoe. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe stepping out a little bit of my comfort zone because Skechers now has their shoes that are wide. And I need wide shoes.
Okay.
And so that's why I wear sneakers all the time. And you know, track sneakers is because of, you know, I have terrible feet. And I need comfort. You know, I'm sorry, but that's what I need.
He had terrible feet until he met a young therapist.
I don't think we're ready for it.
you know what I'm wearing these days, which are sort of the rage? I saw them on Instagram.
I'm Kathy Romano, and I can help you with those claws.
Sorry about that.
And they don't have toes. There's no toes in the sock.
Wait, so what is this?
It comes to about right to where the toes are.
Wait, what is this?
So it supports your foot. I do a ton of hiking.
Yeah.
And so it provides, you know, firmness. When you're hiking and you're going up and down hills, like as you start to move forward in the shoe, the sock pulls back on your toes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
So the toes are out in the shoe. It goes right to where the toes are. So I don't,
toes hit the shoe?
But the shoes are so comfortable these days now with the interiors
that it's okay.
I don't have an issue, so I don't feel that pullback if I'm going down a hill or doing like working out. Yeah,
I have
really
socks
good.
Like that for when I go to get a pedicure. They put your sock on so you can wear a sock. Your feet aren't cold, but the toes are cut out.
Yeah, so you go to the pedicurist.
Yeah.
Wearing those?
Yeah.
Interesting.
With like flip-flops on.
Okay.
I mean,
it's exculpatory, Preston.
It's very exculpatory.
These are them right up on the TV.
Yeah, Steve, that's exactly what my pedicure socks
look
like.
There we go, yeah.
Another notable change in spending habits, consumers are opting to buy shorter sweaters to pair with jeans and boots instead of longer tops that typically go with leggings.
Yeah, yes, definitely. That it's actually bothering me because I hate the short tops, and that's all that's in the stores.
Okay, some of the most popular athleisure brands include Lululemon Athletica and Gap's Athleta brand. Is that the one you're
talking
about?
Athleta, that's it. That's you know it. What's really good? Athless pants.
Athless pants.
It's assless pants you can work out in.
They've taken notice and are adding outerwear and streetwear options to their line, so things are changing.
Yes, Athleta is it. Absolutely.
Let's stay in. I have something else I noticed.
More from the noticer. Yeah. Is it more retail? Are we continuing? 2019.
Well, we're continuing, but we're chaining these along. So this is something indeed that you wear, but it's a undergarment.
Yes,
and they are. It's basically called Cool Men. It's cooling cases for your testicles.
I saw this,
and they've been invented by scientists in a bid to boost men's fertility. The gadget is attached to a belt and should be worn for 12 to 16 hours a day for up to a month to boost men's sperm count, its manufacturers say.
It's from Eth Nutsack.
Testicles have to be 1 to 2 degrees cooler than a man's body temperature for optimum sperm production, but tight clothes, saunas, and laptops can heat them up, and they say that it may have been causing an issue with fertility.
Do you put your balls on your computer?
I put my computers on my balls.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Different. They cost $305
to chill up your nuts?
Wow. The Cool
Men. How about frozen peas?
The Cool Men is connected to the wearer's smartphone to allow real-time temperature monitoring and is currently undergoing.
Sorry, I have to take this. It's my balls.
Medical testing. Polish company Cool.
Cool us down.
Cool Tech has invented the device which cups the testicles in a chilled pouch.
Wow.
In a bid to help men conceive. Now, recent studies show that sperm counts around the world are plummeting. Men living in Western countries are thought to have nearly 60% less than 40 years ago.
Huh.
Wow, that's interesting. This is like out of Handmaid's Tale. Floundering fertility rates are thought to be down to unhealthy modern lifestyles, which involve smoking, bad diets, obesity, exposure to plastic, and inactivity.
Calling my balls.
Oh, okay.
1 second. Yeah, we're cold. Thank you for calling.
So if you have an issue with sperm count, then you may look into this. It's going through testing right now.
I've always heard that that you have to, around the time you're attempting to get pregnant, that mm-hmm. you should probably go commando.
Yeah, they do say that underwear and things like that can
restrict the production of,
I guess so,
sperms.
But you can also get tested to see what your count is ahead of time.
It's a written test.
If you really want to know, it's just a written test.
Why do I have to know the capital of West Virginia?
Steve, it's an oral test.
Oh, yeah. What's that taste like to you?
And here's an interesting thing that I noticed.
More for the noticer.
Somebody sent me this. As a result of a class action settlement, customers who purchased Charmin Freshmates flushable wipes, which, by the way, what brand do you use, Casey?
I don't know.
He's got to look here real quick. He keeps them behind the
hairy
camera.
Hairy ass.
Hairy ass wipes?
Huggies?
Use Huggies?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you use Charmin or any other Charmin brand product with the word flushable on the packaging, you may be entitled to a refund of 60 cents per packages purchased. Customers can claim up to $4.20 without receipts and up to $30 with receipts. The suit alleges that the wipes are not suitable for disposal by flushing.
Kathy has been saying this. You said you spoke to someone a while ago who insisted they were not flushable.
Well, my cousin is a plumber, and he said he doesn't care what the packaging says. Wipes are not flushable. He said almost anything isn't. It should be toilet paper and your excrement, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like he said, dental floss, he sees all the time. Because people just, you know, think it's this little string, and they throw it down. He said it actually creates a web and will, like, cause major problems.
When you're done with your meal, do you clean off your plates into the toilet?
Because I know
what you could.
Yeah.
I mean, you flush poop down there, right?
It's true, I guess.
So I've thought about that before. I've dropped something in a toilet. I'm like, wow, I wonder if that'll, you know, be an issue clogging things up. I'm like, wait a minute, I poop in that thing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't clog anything up. Well, every now and then.
Hell, my thing.
Yeah.
Affected customers must have purchased these items between April 6, 2011 and November 26, 2018. So,
hell, do you keep a log?
I know. Like, how would you ever be able to trace that back?
Let me check my butt wipes log.
Well, listen, if you bought any within the past 7 years, I mean, so at least you could ballpark a couple of
Yeah, but
there.
How do you verify and validate?
How do you verify that? You just go and you say, hey, I bought 7 packages.
I bought 200 packages.
You can claim up to $4.20 without receipts. Oh. But if you did have receipts, up to $30 you can get. So even if you don't, listen, you can scam them if you want. Just say,
I'm on easy street.
$4.20.
I see a new Ocean's movie in the works.
Affected customers must have purchased these items between... Oh, I already said that, by the way. To read more about the settlement, you can check online. They have some information on you can go suck it. No, but flushable wipes, not flushable. And
well,
from Charmin brand.
Proven, Kathy. Validated.
All right, and then one last story I noticed. I like this one a lot.
More from the noticer.
Yeah, do we have time, Case?
To tide you over, Casey says, we have time.
How does one get the most bang for their buck when ordering pizza exactly?
Huh.
Well, a Twitter user did the math.
What am I talking about? I am talking about the need to eat pizza.
This is a good question.
Yes, and...
I don't understand the question.
All right, so what size pizza are you going to get your best bang for your
buck? Lorenzo's.
Yeah.
Well, hell yes.
Seriously.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gigantic. So they did the math, and they said that one 18-inch pizza actually has more surface area than two 12-inch pizzas. Even though you would think, you know, two 12-inch pizzas, that would be more...
May I guess as to why?
Yes.
The crust quotient.
No.
Okay.
In fact, here's the deal. You get 28 more square inches of pizza if you order an 18-inch pizza, which is 254 square inches, compared to the ordering two 12-inch pizzas, which is 226 square inches. But if you're into crust, you actually want to go for the two 12-inch pies. There's more crust. You get 33% more crust compared to one 18-inch pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the opposite of what you said, which I never would have figured out. I would have thought, 18 inches, you get more of everything.
Yeah, all right.
But that's apparently the case. Are you guys crust eaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
It depends on where it's from, but I like a good crust. Yeah. I tell you what I think is a little overkill is the cheese-filled crust.
I never did it, really. Pizza Hut, I think, has the stuffed crust.
Yeah, I don't think it's overkill. I think it's great, and not enough places do it. But if you are going to do it, you got to do it right. And Pizza Hut, when they did it, they did do it right. Unfortunately, they're just going away. The Pizza Huts? Yeah, and I won't do the Pizza Huts that are inside Taco Bell's because it's not the same thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. We do have a Pizza Hut near us. Do we have, are there Little Caesars in the area?
Yes.
There are. There's one right down the street.
There's one near me.
I see ad campaigns, but me personally, there's none in and around where I regularly travel.
I like Little Caesars. Yeah. I think the pies are pretty good. I mean, in that route here, we live in a city with great pizza and great pizza places.
Yeah. I mean, some of the national chains are fine, but when you find the local one that you love and adore and are addicted to, that's the best. And I used to not have one in Phoenixville. I never found a great one that I loved. And I'm sure there are people who live in Phoenixville who have their favorite. But I have one now, and I'm addicted to it. And anytime I get a pie, that's where I go.
Listen, you know, pizza's a pretty standard thing, right? It's like, okay, you can go to a thousand places around me, and hey, is that pizza good? It's pizza.
Yeah, you'd be pretty satisfied.
It's pretty, but
every now and then you get one that's like, ooh.
Exemplary.
Well, where I live, there are, I'm going to count one, two, there's at
Casey's
least.
Casey's counting his pizza places.
There are four places that I can go to that are different than any other pizza that you're going to get.
Which is cool.
Which is really, you know.
That's
so
because they're falafel places.
They're not falafel places.
This is weird pizza.
And those places, when you ask if you're a crust eater, yes, I will. I will.
You look
eat,
like a filthy crust.
Those four places, I will eat the crust every single time. The other places, I'll eat the crust if I have to. You know what I mean?
I see you walking into a place and somebody's at the bar. I smell crust eater. Where are you from, son? I think the crust has to be. Sometimes they dispense with it. Sometimes it's, you know, it has to be a little crisp. You know. I don't like it overly doughy, you know?
If I'm eating at home, I can eat more pizza if I give the crust to the dogs. You know what I'm saying? And the best part of the pizza is the cheese part.
Okay. Wait a minute. At home, you get to eat more pizza if you feed the crust to the dogs?
Because I can feed the crust to the dogs.
He can eat more of the actual pizza itself because he doesn't want to...
You don't consider the crust part of the pizza?
Well, I mean, I do.
You get more of the ingredients.
That's what I'm saying. I get more of the pizza part if I
wasn't following
what
you're saying.
Touchstone Pictures, the story of a man who didn't consider the crust part of the pizza. Uh-huh. But then a therapist came into his life. It is, you jerk off.
But I do like the out of the ordinary pizzas. And but if you want to get more bang for your buck, you got to go with the bigger size because that will. This guy did the math. So
and honestly, we never contest information that we put out on the show. It's all exculpatory.
It is exculpatory. Do you guys do the party pizzas ever? Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Usually, the pizzas are round, and like party pizzas are just a tad bigger, and they're square.
Well, I always call square pizzas. When we would order a square pizza, it would be Sicilian.
Yeah.
So a Sicilian pizza, as we would order them, growing up in New York, would be a little bit thicker, breadier.
Right.
My favorite though pizza done right, and we've talked about this before, a Greek pizza. Like like Mystic Pizza. Mm-hmm. If you go to Mystic Pizza in Connecticut, the famous Mystic Pizza, that's Greek pizza. It's really good.
If you have kids, then you know the order: large cheese pizza, double cut.
Double cut.
Double cut. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what you got to get. It's a standard.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Large cheese, double cut. They know exactly what you're talking about. So anyhow, go with the bigger. These are just odd things I thought were worth sharing this morning.
Odd things from the Noticer, the first edition of 2019, off and running.
And there will be many more, my friend. I guarantee you that. All right, we need to take a break because we want you to win $1,000. And maybe even 10 grand. It is MMR's GoFund Yourself $1,000 cash prize. We'll take a break. Come back in a second. If you don't know the details, don't worry about it. I'll tell you how to do it. It's very, very simple. We will return shortly. The Bizarre File is coming up next as well, so stay with us.
Start the year off with MMR's fundraising scheme that's totally legit.
So your cash flows low and you need some dough, and I'm like, fund you. We can overload your pocket with $1,000 in cash, and I'm like, fund you. Here's a what you do.
Introducing Go Fund Yourself. It's your shot at $1,000 cash 5 times every weekday with a second chance drawing for 10 grand.
Tune in weekdays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., as well as 1, 4, and 6 p.m. to hear that hour's winning keyword. Enter it via the MMR app on your fancy thinking phone or at WMMR.com. One random entry is picked each time and wins $1,000 in cash. Plus, everyone who enters qualifies for the second chance drawing to win $10,000. MMR's Go Fund Yourself, sponsored by Armor Metals and Recycling. For all your metal and computer recycling needs, complete contest rules are available at WMMR.com.
I got to squeeze in a bunch of stuff right here. Number one, I want to thank Steam Pub for being here this morning.
Oh, man.
2nd Street Pike in Southampton. Their website is steampub.com. I swear, they're trying to kill us with this food they brought in here. They brought in so much.
It's spectacular.
And it's insanely decadent. They brought in apple stuffed French toast, the ultimate breakfast burger, selection of burger sliders. They have the award-winning Waz burger. Is that how you say it, Waz? Okay, the Waz burger. And that's it's got lettuce, tomato, onion, chipotle aioli on a brioche bun.
Holy F.
They also have the Brad Fox burger, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what they're doing for Brad Fox. They have the burger is an 8-ounce chuck burger topped with braised boneless beef rib, house-made barbecue sauce, cheddar jack cheese, and frizzled onions. And so they're having the Officer Brad Fox menu on January 14th, so next Monday, correct? And that will be served till the day of his 5K in April, and a portion of the proceeds will go towards the Brad Fox Foundation. So that's a pretty cool
thing. Oh, that's wonderful.
That they're doing. They also brought in their Boysenburger.
What?
Yeah, the Boysenburger, topped with Boysen cheese.
Boysen.
Boysen cheese.
It's very exculpatory.
Bacon, house-made barbecue, lettuce, tomato, red onion, served on a brioche bun as well. They brought wings. They brought a ridiculous amount of food, so thank you, guys.
Well, we have to, at some point, alert the other stations, and then they will descend on it. It'll look like a Nat Geo special.
$50 gift card to caller number 7 at 215-263-WMMR for Steam Pub in Southampton. So give us a call right now, and we'll take care of that. I would like to do a real quick shout-out, two of them, and I want to get these done right before we do the bizarre file. I got an email from a gentleman named Kevin Shebby. Says he's a regular listener to the show, and you'll remember him, or at least we will here, and those of you who may have been at Keenan's Irish Pub for our last party we had there. He said, in fact, my son Dave and I were at Keenan's last year, and we won the Metallica tickets doing the Pop and Doc contest. So we had father and son doing this. He said, I hope that brings back memories, LOL. He said, anyway, back in October, I was diagnosed with cancer. I've since had surgery in November and started chemo and radiation this last December. And I was wondering if you could share the link below in your sphere of influence, social media, website, whatever. Any help would be greatly appreciated. As would a shout out, if you don't mind, Steve. He'd like to do that. He said, thanks. Keep on doing what you guys do. It makes me laugh, even on the toughest days. So a shard for Kevin, Kevin Shebby. And I read the description. It's in his neck.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And he didn't, it came out of nowhere. It was like, it was materializing inside. So he didn't show any symptoms.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And then they came across. So I don't know what his prognosis is.
I hope it's like wonderful.
We have the GoFundMe campaign up on our community page at PrestonandSteve.com. You remember him? We're looking at a picture.
Dude, I remember that contest. And yep. They really went for it, and that guy,
him and his son, mimicking docking
so yeah. much that he did that so he could win Metallica tickets.
And then one other for our friend Jeremy, former intern Jeremy Alcorn.
Yes, the master speller.
Yeah, he wanted to get this out about his buddy John and his wife Dallas Genter. He says Dallas is a firecracker, massive fan of you guys. In her 20s, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, some chemotherapy and pills later. She beat it 3 years ago while pregnant with her second baby. The cancer came back in another form, and this one, unfortunately, she can't beat. So he said, the Bottom Room in Downingtown is doing an event Wednesday night called Carrie's Birthday. Carrie is the GM of the Bottom Room, and his birthday is when from noon to 10 p.m. All tips to the bartenders are going to go to the Genter family to try and help them out in this really lousy time. So Jeremy sent us a link to a Facebook page that has the benefit on it.
All right.
So we will gladly post that. That's up, Nick?
It is, yeah, and the event is tomorrow.
Okay. It's on the community page of PrestonandSteve.com if you want to get those details. So we'll do what we can, friends. So thank you for getting in touch and letting us know about those things. All right, we need to do the bizarre file, and we'll get to that. And then after that, a couple of more things to remind you that we have going on. We've got a lot of information that we need to dispense today, so let's get to it.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre Final.
All right, let's start with this one. I like this. Kathy, you'll find this interesting.
Okay.
Before her Christmas tree was discarded, it gave Molly Cruz one last gift. More than 100 praying mantises popped out of the brown egg case,
oh, God.
Which was under the tree's branches.
Oh, man. I would die.
Some people might have sucked up the little suckers with a vacuum, but Cruz is a veterinarian, so she's feeding them fruit flies and hoping to give them to someone who wants them.
I would stomp on every one of them.
No, you go outside and you throw a firebomb at the house.
100 of them. She said, in my Googling, I discovered people really like praying mantises.
Oh, yeah.
She said
they're wonderful.
They're useful. They eat other bugs. People use them for organic gardening as well.
Oh, I'm such a tree hugger.
So to capture them, Cruz is using a high-tech system of a box and an envelope. She said, I hope to find them a home. And she said, I don't want them, though. And what Cruz really wants next year is a fake Christmas tree. But
Kathy, you had something last year's tree that you had. You took it down Christmas Eve, right?
No, I took it down the day after Christmas. But it wasn't.
It was infested, right?
No. God, if it was infested, I wouldn't celebrate Christmas anymore.
You'd become Jewish.
No, you know what? I think that I didn't water it enough and the bottom sealed and it just died.
Okay, all right. That's not as bad.
No.
Speaking of being Jewish, the Israeli military launched an investigation to determine how an F-15 fighter jet canopy suddenly blew off at 30,000 feet during a training flight last week.
They're supposed to stay on.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Israeli Defense Forces officials praised the pilot and navigator of the aircraft for displaying a calm temperament when the top of their plane flew off suddenly last Wednesday, exposing them to the frigid air, vicious winds, and deafening noise. After a brief moment of panic, the airman radioed the nearest control tower, informed them of the situation, and brought the fighter jet in for a landing. The Israeli Air Force chief grounded the military's fleet of F-15 fighter jets until the cause of the accident is found. They said that it was not yet clear why the canopy blew off. Air Force technicians were examining the mechanism that holds down a canopy to see if it had simply failed, as well as the pyrotechnic systems that blow off the canopy during ejections. The two airmen, a captain who was acting as a pilot and a lieutenant serving as navigator, took off from the Tel Aviv Nof Air Base near the central Israeli city of the Tel Nov Air Force Base, and began a routine training flight southwards. When the canopy became detached, the officers could be heard screaming before they eventually calmed down and started working to land the plane. Imagine.
Yeah.
The temperature outside was negative 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
Dear God.
At 30,000 feet. The airmen only had enough oxygen to breathe because of their masks. And their back and forth went as follows. The captain said, I hear you. Do you hear me? It was Captain Yad asked Lieutenant Resch. Before receiving a reply, Yad then began speaking to the control tower of a nearby base. We're landing without a canopy. Do you copy? He said, turning back to his navigator, he said, Resch, do you hear me? Clearly shaken, he responds, are you okay? He said, yes, everything's okay. The control tower operator then confirms the pilot's request for a landing. He said, will you make it? He said, we won't have a problem reaching the base. Keep us giving us figures. And he kept asking his navigator if he was okay and are you with me? And they eventually were able to land that thing without a canopy.
They both look like heat miser now, their hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Amazingly. Let's see. One woman in Palm Beach County was arrested after allegedly assaulting her parents when they refused to take her to an Outback Steakhouse.
The draw of the Bloomin' Onion, right?
Deanna Seltzer was charged with domestic battery and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
I guess I'm going to have to beat the crap out of you.
The victim's mother told police that Seltzer asked to go to Outback. When the mother said no, that's when Seltzer became enraged and began punching her chest and arms.
What did you say?
Police said Seltzer's father tried to break up the fight, and she began assaulting him. He received scratches to his face and upper body. Officials said Seltzer then began running around the home and flipped over a large glass table, recliners, and other pieces of furniture.
I want to go to Outback!
She then ripped a 12-inch decorative knife off a wall and ran toward her father while screaming, I'm going to effing kill you!
Oh, my God.
He was able to grab her arm and wrestle the knife from her.
It was her birthday.
Police arrived on the scene and set up a perimeter around the home. Seltzer eventually ran out of the home, was taken into custody. Officials said the first thing Seltzer said to responding officers was, they should have taken me to Outback and this wouldn't have happened.
Well
she's right. What, I mean, she's got happen? A point.
She's going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say you can catch more flies with honey.
Yes.
Right?
Take me to Outback, please.
Pretty yep. please. We yes. on top.
Would have done better.
Than freaking out. No, I agree.
And then one more story. Vast numbers of blue-bottled jellyfish has swarmed beaches in Queensland, Australia.
Of course
stinging
they have.
Thousands of people and forcing closures of swim spots.
They say that the people are so sick that they can't be eaten by the great white sharks anymore.
Listen to this. Over 2,600 people received treatment over the weekend.
I mean, honestly. They're out at the beach. 2,600 people. That's no way to live.
Blue bottle stings are painful, but typically not life-threatening. Usually strong winds push the jellyfish, unusually strong winds, colonies close to shore. They look kind of like a man of war, by the way.
Yes.
They have like a sail on top of them.
So saltwater crocodiles, a whole bunch of great white sharks, box jellyfish,
yep.
these things, funnel web spiders, the platypus.
Blue-ringed octopus.
Blue-ringed octopus.
About 13,000 stings were recorded in the past week, three times more than in the corresponding period last year. Most incidents took place in Queensland's heavily populated Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast regions. Blue-bottled jellyfish colonies appear like blue-tinged sacks, which measure up to 6 inches long. People can be stung in the water or on sand.
Wasn't that a 70s porn star?
Who?
Blue-tinged sack?
Maybe. The stings are typically mild and can be treated with ice or hot water. However, some people had required treatment by paramedics at the weekend.
Have you ever had a jelly
no.
fish?
Sting?
Sting, yeah.
Uh-uh. No.
Never have, thankfully. Those things freak me out.
Thankfully, I've avoided.
And the only ones I've, well...
The little tiny white ones?
I see, yeah, the clear ones
yeah, yeah.
look like gel or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Those are the ones I've seen around here. When we were in Sweden, I saw bigger ones, big orange ones that were floating around, which were kind of
colder water ones, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw them in Maine. I want to call them like lion jellyfish or something like that.
Not sure.
Lion.
But anyhow, they got a real problem in Australia with those. And there you go. That's what I have in the beef aisle for you this morning. Okay. Another thing to remind you that we have going on. We just started it this morning. If you were familiar with the movie Bird Box and this Bird Box challenge that happened like last week, people were blindfolding themselves because Sandra Bullock in the movie, these characters have to wear blindfolds in order to survive.
If they see something, it'll drive them to commit suicide.
So a majority of the movie, they're spent with these blindfolds on, and people were doing these, what they call blindfold or Bird Box challenge. And they were yeah. put on blindfolds and go through do everyday tasks. So we would like to join that up with another Birds, and that would be your Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
So we're doing the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge.
Yay!
Basically, it's football with blindfolds on.
It's just a dumb thing we're trying
to
kill time with.
It's a dumb thing we're doing, but we have $500 to give away.
Yeah.
So for your stupidity, we could reward you with $500. And it's easy. We're just going to have you make a video, and we've done an instructional video. Casey has done it. It's on PrestonandSteve.com of him doing the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. And it's either kicking a field goal or receiving a pass with a blindfold on, and we're just going to judge them. And whichever one we like, whatever that means, we won't know until we see them. It doesn't have to mean that it's successful.
No.
It might mean that. I don't know.
It could
know.
Be an epic fail.
Yeah. But just put together a quick video. Use your phone. It's you kicking a field goal, receiving a pass, or doing both. It doesn't
yes.
matter. With blindfolds on.
Or performing a bris.
And, well, I don't know about that. But you have to include the hashtag Let's Go Birds Box Challenge and WMMR.contest. Don't worry about it. We have the information at PrestonandSteve.com for you. Post those on social media, Twitter or Instagram, and you might end up winning $500 just for that stupid little thing it took you a couple minutes to do.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. I would have tried more field goals had I not broken my toe on the second try.
One thing I was surprised that you weren't counting out as you were going out for the pass.
Yeah.
You know? You just ran out, and then he tried to connect. And he would let you know that he threw it. But, like, if you had sort of timed it out,
I was trying that.
Yeah, and just keep counting out.
I mean, I was actually using a high school varsity quarterback throwing me a pass, but the thing is, he's used to throwing actual footballs, not Nerf balls.
Right, so he was overthrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use a Nerf ball if you like. He's who's doing that to be
if
a little
more... If you're a pussy like me.
Or a bowling ball.
Safety, but anyhow, details at PrestonandSteve.com. So it's the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. Did I say Birds Box?
Yes, it's the composer.
Birds Box Challenge. Your chance to win $500. And I think we're taking a break now.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. This is Bach.
The Birds Bach Challenge. After the success of our Birds Beethoven Challenge. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break. We will come back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Rival Sons. Godsmack. The Revivalists.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
I go poopy.
Thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, new way to do Tattoos Day, and on Tuesdays we'll have a chance to win a tattoo from the President Steve Show and the world famous Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo. Instead of coming here to the studio to get ink work done, we send you to their studio at a more convenient time rather than in the morning. But you know, if you want to come by and visit and maybe show us your tattoo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure we can work that out once you get it done. But if you're interested, and keep in mind, this is a Preston and Steve tattoo. We have to be represented in the tattoo somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're not giving away free for nothing.
What, are we a charity?
We have a $350 gift certificate from world-famous Philadelphia Eddie's Tattoo. Text the word tattoo to 39333. We'll randomly choose somebody. You just might win.
I've gotten actually a lot of emails about this because there was a waiting list, and the waiting list was, you know, ever growing, and, you know, so people were asking about how that's going to work out. Now, so what will happen is there will be a few times a year where we'll have people come into the studio to get a tattoo around convention time.
Right.
And so what's going to happen is we're going to have, like, world-famous tattoo artists come in. And so if you are on the waiting list, your name will still be there, and we'll be able to get you in that way. But for now on, for the foreseeable future, this is the way Tattoos Day is going to be.
So go ahead and text, even if you're on the waiting list.
Yep.
So you can check out, by the way, one of their famous tattoo artists is Don Juan. You can check out his Instagram at Don Juan Tattoos or Philadelphia Eddie's tattoo.com. Any guys ever been sued? You ever been part of a lawsuit before?
I've sued. No.
You have sued?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking about Pizza Hut earlier. I sued Pizza Hut because they burnt me with sauce when I was in high school. It's not like I didn't.
He's mentioned this before.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a litigious guy. What happened?
It's not a class action. It actually directly happened to you.
I got second degree burns at the Pizza Hut at Oak Avenue and Baltimore Pike. It's not there anymore, but the waitress.
You now own it.
No, I didn't get that much money. Yeah. But they spilled sauce down my back. It was sauce from the breadsticks. It was, you know, boiling hot. It fell off of the tray, fell onto me, down the back of my shirt, and burned me to the point where I had to go to the doctor and get cream and all that sort of stuff. My uncle is a lawyer. His wife caught wind of what happened. Next thing I know, I get a phone call from a lawyer saying, hey, I didn't call the lawyer. The lawyer called me. And I ended up getting a few $100 out of the deal. What it ended up doing is it paid for my class ring.
Do you know that in Philadelphia, I think Philadelphia is one of the top states, which I don't know if this is a wonderful thing or a bad thing, for lawyers and law firms actively combing the records.
Oh, yeah.
And doing that, calling, hey, you know, drumming up business that way. So when it comes to sort of, I don't want to call it predatory, but proactive lawyers, you know, whether it be car insurance or whatever.
Well, remember what happened last year? I think it was last year, Preston, in Missouri with the duck boat accident that had happened.
Yeah.
It was a Philadelphia lawyer who came up with a website. I think it was called, like, duckboatlawyer.com.
Wow.
And so when...
If you've been injured by a duck boat, anytime, day or night, even on New Year's Day, quack, quack.
And they are licensed in Missouri, by the way, the duck boat dude. So
when you and the duck boat part was, it's never wonderful.
Yeah. So U.S. Chamber Institute of Legal Reform's list of the top 10 most ridiculous lawsuits of 2018. This year's list features all kinds of lawsuits. Now, I tried to click on the details of the lawsuits, and none of the links were working. I only have what the lawsuits were over, so I'll give
you
an
idea. They were probably sued for publishing them.
I'll give you an idea of what that is. But each year, the ILR identifies extreme court cases and trial lawyer activities that it believes are meritless, abusive, or wasteful.
All right.
According to the president of this organization, they said these individual lawsuits may be good for a laugh, but the collective impact of excessive litigation on society is no joke. Not surprisingly, the business-oriented ILR takes a very different view. of the civil justice system than the American Association for Justice that represents the country's trial lawyers. And they have identified what they say are the worst cases of corporate conduct. So I have both sides of the coin.
Do you know what they say is one aspect of this whole thing, Preston?
What?
Exculpatory evidence.
Exculpatory evidence, if we have not learned anything today, dear friends.
Absolutely. Exactly. Benefits the defendant.
So here's a thumbnail view of some of these lawsuits.
All
so,
right.
Like, one of them was Kind snack bars.
Yes,
know those
yeah, yeah.
Kind brand snack like bars. They were sued for putting vitamin C into bars.
Stop it.
I don't know why. Like I said, I couldn't find the details on these particular cases, but somebody didn't like the fact that they actually put vitamin C.
Did they not list it?
They didn't indicate it, maybe.
I don't know. Not 100% sure.
Would you like to litigate it here?
There's a woman who sued for wanting more Junior Mints in her box.
Oh, and my gosh.
Which box?
She filed a class action suit to get them. Now, I don't know if it was the regular size or the
yes,
little...
Yes, I'd like more Junior Mints in my box.
Or the little fun size.
That is a little ridiculous, yeah. That Junior Mint box.
There've been a number of cases like this. One of them in particular involves potato chip bags.
Yes.
Where they were filling them with air. Yeah. And you'd get basically half a bag of chips.
Well, and I remember a kid changed the tuna industry, believe it or not.
How?
Because they took a bunch of tuna cans. You're supposed to get, I think, 6 ounces. And took out the actual tuna and weighed it. And regularly, it was coming up like an ounce and a half, ounce
wow.
under. And if you're paying that much for it, you got to get what you're paying for, what it yeah. says on there. And they had to retool the industry a little bit because of that.
The movie Tuna Boy.
You remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember
that movie.
From Touchstone Pictures.
I got a question for you guys when it comes to foods like Junior Mints or, let's say, M&M's or anything like that.
Food. Yeah, go ahead.
It's food.
I know.
Have you ever opened them up and counted them to see how uniform the number is every single time?
Not like taking a couple of different boxes and open them up?
No,
I have not.
No, me neither. I was just wondering if you guys have.
You're being ripped off.
I think.
Yeah.
Hi, I just counted and there were 91 Junior Mints in this box and there was 108 in the other.
Well, I tried to do it.
What the hell are you doing to me?
I was chewing skull because when you buy a pack of cigarettes, there's 20 cigarettes in a pack. And
yes.
I didn't know if that was the same thing when you bought pouches of tobacco.
Right.
I had no idea if it was, there's always 20 pouches in a pack. And you know what? I only counted one time. And then I never followed up to see if the next pouch that I opened up had had the same amount. Good follow through, right, Press?
Oh, my God. You are so thorough.
Very thorough.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know I never followed up on that or thought about it again.
But I feel
until
like
right
wrong.
Now. Yeah. But I think I should secure a lawyer.
All right. So here's the deal with the Kind bars. This person's lawyers claimed. It said that they were being sued for not containing enough fresh fruit. The lawyers claimed that Kind bars misled consumers by dehydrating their fruit and putting chemical sounding terms like ascorbic acid in their bars, and they want to pay out. But wait a minute. Ascorbic acid is literally another name for vitamin C. So...
So instead of a natural, I think probably
it is natural. It's really a big natural vitamin C.
But instead of because that's how they market themselves. Instead of a natural vitamin C, they're adding this to.
It's my client's contention that this rendered him impotent.
So that's why they were sued. Now
your Kind bars made my client flaccid.
The Junior Mints. A woman in Illinois filed a lawsuit against.
There was one mature mint in my box
against Tootsie Roll Industries over the packaging of its Junior Mints. The woman claims boxes of Junior Mints have almost as much air as candy, leading consumers to believe that they're getting more candy than is actually in the box. But the amount of candy is listed on the packaging.
There you go.
So
they lost the case.
Yeah, by weight, it tells you how much you get. And
doesn't matter. You can see the weight.
Yeah, exactly. Her lawyer says
if they gave you Junior Mints in a Winnebago and properly weighed out the Junior Mints and that was on the package, you have no case.
Yeah, that is misleading.
No, because you get a free Winnebago.
Her lawyer says... The label is misleading and now wants to represent everyone who buys Junior Mints in a class action lawsuit. The lawsuit is part of the growing trend of cases against food manufacturers over what is known as Slackville.
Slackville,
which is an
air, great country artist.
An air cushion company's ad to prevent foods like candy or chips from breaking inside of a box or a bag so they can move around.
I bought a box of air the other day, Preston, and there was Junior Mints in it. Was furious.
The plaintiff's attorney is seeking undisclosed damages and an order that Tootsie Roll either fill a box of Junior Mints with more candy or make the boxes smaller. So that's a ridiculous lawsuit.
Not to go off on a tangent, but what's the most outlandish packaging deception you've ever seen?
Oh, deception.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, listen, I can't tell you the last time I bought Junior Mints, but the second you said that, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, you shake it. There's a lot of room.
It was like a carry incident for you.
But it's so they don't break.
You're not going to get enough Junior Mints.
Well, we just got who gave us the Ghirardelli basket over there?
It might have been the Geeter.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Okay.
No,
Sarah
it Parker. Wasn't. Oh, it was? I thought it was Connor. Sarah. Okay.
Anyway. Now, either way, there was a box of peanut brittle, right? So the big hole, and I showed it to you last week.
You did, and you were furious.
I was not furious. I thought it was funny because you opened this box of peanut brittle, and there was a bag in it. The bag was half of the size of the box. So
yeah. It was a tiny bag in a bigger box.
Now, the bag was pretty full, but to me, that seemed like...
Deceptive.
Not necessarily deceptive, but like a waste of packaging.
Well, you wouldn't notice it because it was in a pre-done package where you couldn't get to the box to shake it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, but I'm sure the weight was listed on the box. There's another one. You guys, I think I had this in the Bizarre File where the man wanted to sue to change his age.
Yes.
For online dating.
This idiot.
He was out of the Netherlands. 69-year-old man wanted to change his age to 49. He claimed that his birth certificate does not reflect his emotional state and his real age makes him less than desirable on dating apps. His lawsuit was, I believe it was tossed out.
Yeah, because they found him just generally undesirable.
They did?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
The court has deemed that you're just undesirable.
I'm sorry, sir.
And no altering of the age would... What they should do is allow two ages on your driver's license, how old you actually chronologically are, and what you feel like.
I wonder if the guy would settle for something like that.
I see here on your license you feel as if you're 28.
How about this? A French waiter in Canada claimed that he was fired for being French.
In Canada?
The waiter worked at Milestones Restaurant in Vancouver for about a year and was repeatedly warned about his rude and disrespectful attitude toward his coworkers.
You covered this story.
After being fired, he sued his former employee, claiming French culture tends to be more direct and expressive and that his dismissal is discrimination.
You dumbass.
So...
We're rude as a people.
So, yeah, exactly. So this is yet another one of the most ridiculous lawsuits of the year. Look, if you don't fit into the type of person that they want representing their business, you can't work here.
I have to apologize for the waiter who called you a dickhead. He's French.
Here's a light bulb. Sometimes when you take a job, you have to act a certain way that you normally wouldn't act in order to draw a paycheck.
As per the employer's request.
Just the way it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they're going to ask you occasionally to bring food out to people's tables.
Once again, this is a list of most ridiculous lawsuits from the ILR, which, by the way, is the chamber, the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform. Here's a case that has been called the poster child for everything that's wrong with America's lawsuit system, a case that legal experts agree should have been thrown out of court. A tow truck driver in Florida was clearing wreckage from an accident when fire ants crawled up his leg and bit him. But he later changed his tune when he sued the towing company, claiming he was injured by battery acid, even though his medical records show he told his doctors that fire ants bit him.
So he was
just a lie.
That's just a lie. That's not an excessive or a ridiculous case.
Listen,
he was
to this.
Simply lying.
During the trial, a medical specialist verified that it was fire ants, not battery acid, that caused the driver's injury. Yet a jury still awarded him $5.2 million in damages.
Whoa. That's why the legal system is out of whack. That he still won, even though there was nothing. Now,
yeah, but maybe he realized
the ants were carrying battery acid.
No, but maybe he realized it wasn't fire ants, and when he initially had gone to the hospital, that's how it was recorded because that's what he thought it was.
Well, no,
maybe it was actually the battery acid.
A medical specialist verified that it was fire ants. Mm. So, but however, a jury, I guess, if this was a civil suit.
I think it was battery ass.
You know, came to the conclusion.
Battery ass, it means fire ass.
What?
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's a brand name for battery ass.
Thank you to Marissa and the interns, by the way, for getting me the details on these lawsuits because I didn't have them. And
they're going to sue you.
They found them for me. Here's one. Two South Floridans, Floridians don't want cheese in their quarter pounders, and they think that they should pay less for their quarter pounder orders when they visit McDonald's. Remember this?
We've seen this, yes. Yeah.
So it's still the same price if you get no cheese?
Yeah. The lawyers claim the customers have suffered injury. That was in the lawsuit. They've suffered injury.
Don't you just want to punch people out when they
for having to pay the full price for a quarter pounder with cheese, and that McDonald's is unjustly enriched. There are people that get pretty passionate about cheeseburger versus hamburger.
Well, you remember the whole thing with the Subway with the footlongs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was
were they not
11.5 inches or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Yeah. I my daughter doesn't like cheeseburgers. She likes hamburgers. And I get so annoyed because I order hamburgers all the time.
With
and
cheese?
No.
Oh.
They go, would you like cheese on that? I go, no. You know, at first it doesn't bother you. But, like, you know, after the millionth hamburger that you order and they go, would you like cheese? I go, no. I didn't order a cheeseburger. I ordered a hamburger.
They're instructed to upsell.
Yeah. I've switched to hamburger, no cheese. You know, just to get it out of the way. You know what I mean? Just so there's no mistake that's made. Because a lot of people like cheese on their burgers, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. It doesn't bother me that bad, but I know what you're saying. Like, my son doesn't like anything. Like, and here's me ordering when we go, because we've had too many meals come, and then we have to send it back. And I'm like, you have to do it this way, son. This is how you have to say it. I want a hamburger with nothing on it. And I want nothing on the plate as well. Please don't put anything on the plate besides hamburger and bun. If you order it that way, you'll get it correctly. Because if they, God forbid, had put a pickle on the plate,
life's
we
over.
Have to send it right. back.
I say a lot of times,
that's me bitching about my son, by the way, not the restaurant.
I always say when I go to McDonald's, I get if I'm going to do it, I get a quarter pounder, a double quarter pounder, nothing on it, just the meat and the bread. And then when you specify it that way, that's what you get.
I get it right.
Yeah, Casey, when I worked at McDonald's, you were specifically instructed to upsell on every order. So if it was I would like a hamburger, you were told by management, you have to ask them if you want a cheeseburger. And the same thing with fries. You would like those large or supersized or whatever. It's just a way of upselling and making more money for the restaurant.
What was the approach like, Nick? So someone ordered a quarter pounder. The quarter pounder is great, but let me show you a Big Mac.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It depends on which shift you worked at the McDonald's. If you're working the lunch rush,
Now I want a Big Mac.
You want it done as fast as possible.
But when you're as picky of an eater as my daughter and let's say your son now, Press, because this happens all the time. We just had eaten out last week and they mess her meal up all the time. And now, like, my heart breaks because she's, you know, like, they always mess it up. Oh. Because she doesn't like a specific type of mustard. And so she loves mustard, but not spicy mustard. And
just tell her, count your junior mints and shut up.
No, it's got to suck being a bit of a picky eater. I've got a couple in my family.
Oh, my God, yes.
And me, I'm like, they got it wrong. I'll eat it anyway.
You know, yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't bother me. I'll try something and say, I might like it. You
it's a dead mouse in this.
Yes. I'll try one of those.
At least it's breaded.
So anyhow, the lawyers had claimed they suffered injury, like I said, and they said that that McDonald's is unjustly enriched when people who don't want cheese pay full price for a burger, and they're suing McDonald's for $5 million.
I mean, listen, I would never go through with this, but I kind of agree. You're taking a product off of it. How is it the same price?
Yep, it happens with
all kinds of... Well, look at the things that they do now with where you have... all the sizes of a coffee at certain places are the same.
Well, and I think because it's like 99 cents and it's cheap. But for somebody maybe who this isn't cheap for, you know, they would want it for a little
bit
less.
Well, what about lettuce and tomato and onion and mayo and mustard and ketchup and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, is it...
How come I'm being kept down by the man?
I don't know. Cheese is the only thing that's actually monetized on a menu you can see.
Right.
When you order a hamburger, it costs 89 cents. When you order a cheeseburger, it costs 99 cents.
So if I asked them to just hand me the burger without a container, should they take take some money off that?
Listen, this isn't food, but it bothers me when I go for a manicure or a pedicure and I don't get nail polish. The rare times I don't get nail polish, it's the same price.
I'm the king of brows. I'm only going to do one eyebrow and charge you for both.
Hey, we were talking about lawsuits, and we've all flown American over the last year or two. Have you guys been a part of this class action suit with the baggage?
Yeah.
I have not. Do tell.
Well, I've received several emails, and I followed up on it. I haven't received any money on it, but it basically was for anybody who'd flown American at any point over the last, I think, 16 or 18 months, and they had overcharged for baggage fees.
Interesting.
There was a class action suit against American, so...
checked bags? Well, yeah, right? Yeah.
Checked bags, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, because they, on American, I think you get one for free. And then have to pay for the next one. But anyway.
I think that's the way it works.
Yeah, there was a class action suit. So I followed up on it. Kathy, have you actually seen any money on it?
No, I haven't. Like, I think I got an email and I got a letter in the mail.
They did make a settlement, though, Nick. You can get one piece of luggage with cheese. So
how much are we talking here?
You don't know what it is.
Depending on the number of flights, Case. And so I'm just reading it now. Between July 13th, 2013, and June 7th, 2018. So a long stretch of time, 5+ years, or about 5 years.
Nick, I think that it said, like, if you kind of have to fill something out if you want to be a part of it, and then they basically say just wait until they contact you.
And then they extended the deadline to submit for this lawsuit to February of this year.
Wow. I'm getting a number of these saying this, that text saying this, that basically the quarter pounder with cheese, the cheese is free.
Aha! Uh-huh.
If you think of it that way.
Look at you, taking and taking and taking.
The cheese is free if you want it.
You can rent the cheese.
Well, then...
then it should be listed that way.
What about extra cheese?
If you listen, I couldn't help you
exactly.
Notice you were
more.
Looking at the cheese. Let me go back and talk to the manager and see what's it going to take to get a pickle on your hamburger.
Yeah. See, if you order extra cheese, they're going to charge you extra.
Yeah. Do they?
So if you take the cheese off.
They're not going to charge. They're going to charge you extra nothing.
I've never asked for extra
cheese. Never asked for extra cheese either. But you know what, Kathy? I will...
I don't know about fast food restaurants, but other like restaurants, it'll be on the menu if you want extra cheese. It'll be.
If the cheese is free, then you can just walk into McDonald's and say, can I have a piece of cheese?
Oh, you want cheese.
Or just say, can I have a quarter cheese?
It's only free with a quarter pounder.
Okay.
Can you get extra rolls for free? I want a double roll on this burger.
Yeah. Can I get 4 buns on this burger, please? let me get to a couple
all right,
more.
Please, we have many lawsuits to go through.
And then
here.
We got
to
wrap up. These are the most ridiculous lawsuits of 2018. A woman is suing Canada, or did sue Canada Dry Ginger Ale for not containing ginger.
Oh, really?
But Canada Dry lists the ingredients on every can. The woman claims the company's ads made her believe that Canada Dry was a healthier option over other soda.
I'm looking for it. I'm in training for the Olympics, and I need a very healthy soda.
Ginger ale.
Well, ginger, the taste is derived from the ginger root. Yeah.
So, but she thinks because that is a, you know, ginger is a natural substance, I guess, that it would be a healthier option to soda just because it says ginger.
Well, you know how they often discover natural soda wells.
Yeah, right.
side note, have you guys tried the lemon ginger ale from Ginger Ale or from Canada Dry?
No.
Ooh, it's quite good.
That sounds good.
It's my recommendation for the day.
Okay. I've had Krabby's orange. Like alcoholic ginger.
That's
like
really good.
I've had genital crabs.
You have them? Congratulations. All right. And then one last lawsuit. Starkist Tuna. A man is suing them over the American Heart Association's heart checkmark logo that the company displays on its cans. The lawsuit claims the logo misleads customers into thinking Starkist Tuna is healthier than other brands. But a brand can display that heart check logo if it meets all American Heart Association and government dietary guidelines, and any food manufacturer is eligible. They think whoever is making this, bring this lawsuit, thinks it's unfair to other tunas, saying that it's more
healthy
than
why do you care?
Exactly.
As long as it satisfies the requirements and it's allowed to put that logo up, why do you care what other people will think about that?
Yep, exactly. So... these are some of these
nudges.
Now, on the opposite end of the scale, the American Association for Justice that represents the
this is the one with the Flash and Aquaman.
No, that's Justice League.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The country's trial lawyers.
Meanwhile,
have cases.
Meanwhile, back at the tuna factory,
the worst cases of corporate conduct for 2018, cases that have brought various lawsuits. And show why, in its view, the civil justice system is so important. So the worst cases include predatory student lending by Navient.
Yes.
The failure by Takata to replace all of its defective airbags.
That one's still going on.
Yeah, and State Farm's secret campaign to install a favorable judicial candidate on the Illinois Supreme Court. So they're
the
saying
old that Illinois Supreme Court scam.
That this is why we need to keep, you know,
listen, both sides, everybody needs to be are. Exactly. People yeah. need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I want more. I want change. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But man, lawsuits. Can I mean, it just the idea. Steve and I had to go through a trial.
Yes.
For a non-compete
murder.
No, it wasn't for murder. A non-compete clause in a contract, and it. Was it just flat out sucked all
yes.
the way around?
There's yes,
for everybody, you know. When I was on, I sat on the jury last year. It was last year, and that it just the whole. Listen, I understand it's necessary, but what a colossal inconvenience for a lot of people.
Yeah,
but some people make money off of it, and some people really need it. You know, but
yeah. When it works and innocent or you know, listen, when it works the way it's. I read a book that just recently that kind of hedged me to a lot of. The ways that our nation's laws work, and it's there's actually a great rhyme and reason to the way everything works, and it's you know, when it works right, it's a wonderful thing. But a lot of people do take advantage of it and will game it.
Yeah, it's not perfect, and therefore there are loopholes. There are ways around, but there's no perfect system.
No.
You know what I'm getting ready to sue is our telemarketers, and I keep telling these people that are calling me that I'm not interested, and I still keep getting these phone calls, and it's starting to, like, really, really piss me off.
Well, this nonsense that you can, you know, eliminate those calls mm-hmm. or I still get a decent
amount.
Because
it's on my cell phone.
The cell phone has really gotten crazy.
And I was thinking of this the other day. Like, do businesses get these same calls? Like, Tina, who's downstairs at our switchboard, she's the receptionist for the whole radio cluster. I mean, is she getting phone calls every single day from people trying to, you know, sell her things? Or is it just cell phones and home lines? And I don't know.
Real quick, I got to hear from this. Amanda was sued. Hi, Amanda. You're on the air. Good morning.
Gadzooks.
What was
so
your...
excited. I rear-ended this guy going like 15 miles an hour in traffic in Trenton on Route 1. And him and his wife sued my insurance company for $50,000 because his wife said she was stressed from not being able to pay the bills and that he didn't perform well in bed anymore.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
They used...
What?
Because of this fender bender that they couldn't have sex anymore.
And I said, no, like, he obviously it's because he's 60. It's not because I rear-ended him.
Yeah.
And they won, and they paid him out.
They won?
Wow. How much?
$50,000.
So what they do is they'll set that amount, so that and below, and then they just do the company, the insurance companies will just go.
It's not worth the legal fees.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
And that's why you see, like, during the day, you'll see these commercials.
Amanda, did it go to trial?
No, they just paid out, and then my insurance company sent me a letter. But it was $100,000 total. Each of them got $50,000.
Oh my God!
All right, so here's the deal.
Wow.
Do you have to come into court and prove you can't get a boner?
Right. Like, can you please perform in front of the judge?
Right. Yeah.
Seriously.
There needs to be some. You know, people need to be held accountable. You need to listen, dude. We're gonna have to see this. All right. Interesting. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate it. I'm sure
a 15 mile an hour fender bender.
Loads of people that are involved in these stupid things, man. Well, speaking of stupid things, we have a contest.
And it is stupid, but it's wonderful.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah. Or it'll be horrible.
It's a chance to win $500. And it's called the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. If you saw the movie with Sandra Bullock on Netflix called Bird Box.
50 million people did.
Yeah. The participants, the people, the stars of the movie have to wear blindfolds and they go outside. It's just required. And so people were starting to do this Bird Box Challenge or trying to do day-to-day tasks with blindfolds on. Well, our birds are playing again this weekend, and in the lead up to it, we thought it might be fun to do the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. This is you either attempting or achieving, kicking a field goal or receiving a pass with a blindfold on.
Yes.
And you can do whatever you want to doctor it up to make it appealable to our mindset because we're going to be the judges. We don't know exactly what we're looking for. Something to entertain us, if you will.
But the great step off is just take a look at the video that Casey put up, and you can see it on our social media, and on I believe it's on PrestonandSteve.com as well.
Yeah, and in fact, if you go to PrestonandSteve.com, it'll give you the format on how you need to submit this, which is on your social media account on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it may be. But there's a couple of hashtags that need to be included. Just go to PrestonandSteve.com. It's right there. The deadline for this will be this Friday at 6 a.m. It's a quick turnaround.
Yes.
But you can win $500.
Yeah.
So whip together a little video, pop it up on for us, and we'll find out who the winner is on Friday.
It's a great way to tap into the general excitement, have some fun, and hopefully send good vibes for this weekend.
Let's go Birds Box Challenge. Birds Box Challenge.
It's hard to say.
I know. You know, we will have to do a Birds Box Challenge, which is blindfolded, write a concerto.
So you can go to PrestonandSteve.com to get the details on that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. We're going to welcome back an old friend to our studio when we return. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like you to make it a perfectly personal new year with our friends at Hannah Still. Make it personal. Make it about you. You spent enough time over the holidays thinking about everybody else. Let's think about you now. There's over 50 locations of Hannah Still Massage and Facial Spa in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, the Lehigh Valley, and the spa services start at just $59.95. Take a look at what I'm talking about. Hannah Still Massage and Facial Spa. Go to hannahstone.com today.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, real quick, Steve, since you mentioned the Officer Brad Fox burger that
yes.
they have at Steam Pub, I wanted to mention this, too, that starting on the menu, they have the Officer Brad Fox menu, which starts on January 14th, so on Monday, and it will be served until the day of the Brad Fox 5K, which is in April, and a portion of the proceeds will go towards the Brad Fox Foundation. So you're doing a good thing.
And it's not like, all right, I'll choke this thing down because we love the memory of Brad Fox. It's freaking delicious.
Steve, I'd say it's yum-a-dum-dum.
It's
yum-a-dum-dum.
Squared.
Hey, we are excited to welcome back a gentleman to our studio. He's been away for a little while, and we were hoping this was going to happen.
Yes.
And sure enough, the Philadelphia Wings have picked him up, so he's back to play indoor lacrosse in Philadelphia. A forward return to the team. Ladies and gentlemen, your new Philadelphia Wing, Kevin Crowley.
Yeah. Is here with us this day. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing, Mr. Crowley?
I'm good. I'm excited. This is it's been a whirlwind of a week, and excited to be back. I've missed you guys.
We missed you as well. And listen, you haven't been a stranger either. So during your time away from the team, when the team was gone from Philadelphia, we still saw you. You came and volunteered at the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah, I try to stay involved in the community. I'm coaching lacrosse up in Westchester for my company, Fusion Lacrosse. So, I try to give back any way I can. And, obviously knowing you guys for so long and how good you guys have been to, me when I was with the Wings and everything, it was, it's easy to come back and help
you
guys
out. Oh, it's cool. We were so thrilled when we heard it because I think Preston, the one and only public display of Glocky.
Yes.
You participated in, which is the hoverboard.
Yeah, we played hockey on hoverboards, and the product brand was called Glide, so we called it Glocky. They're out of business now. But anyhow.
Because of fires.
Everything caught on fire, except those.
Except those. They
didn't. But yeah, we Kevin was there. He was helping out with the Camp Out for Hunger. It was me and Danny Briere. And we played against Casey, and we didn't have another ringer.
No, we didn't.
So we're like, Kevin, you played professional sports. You ever been on one of these things before? No.
No.
Like, can you try it out? Yeah, sure. And, and listen, if he plays lacrosse, chances are he's played hockey before as well. So he warmed up on that thing for what? Like an hour or something like that, maybe?
Yeah, even less than that.
And you were really good.
Yeah, thanks.
You took right to it.
I still tell people Danny Briere looked me off. I thought I was open in the middle there. And he took my pass, but he took it to the cage.
Yeah, that was at the Camp Out for Hunger. We cleared out the tent inside. That was actually a lot of fun.
That was fun.
I enjoyed playing that game. Yeah, we should. So how was it that how did this come to pass that you ended up back here? Because you went away and you played in New England for a while, right?
Right. So the Wings became the New England Black Wolves. I was up there for 4 years. I got traded to Toronto in 2015. I was up there for a cup of coffee and then got traded back to New England. And so this year I was an unrestricted free agent. They put the franchise tag on me. I held out for a better contract and in that span of holding out. I didn't talk to my GM at all in that time, and then I got a call last Saturday, and he said he'd, you know, I'd been traded. So,
well, you know, we talked to some of the new players, and there's an energy. I mean, we did the official announcement at the camp out that the Wings were coming back. I'm glad they stuck with the name and the whole thing. Yep. You know how well received that sport is in this city. I mean, I think we could hold our own in the country with, we've got to be, you know, one of the most vibrant atmospheres for this. So to come back has to be really good for you. You have to be very enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I played on a lot of professional teams in my career now, and to, you know, be back in Philly, I never really felt like, you know, a real professional athlete, like, you know, your big four sports,
right,
like I have in Philadelphia. And,
yeah.
You know, it's stuff like coming on the radio with you guys here that really, you know, as a lacrosse player, we appreciate, because, you know, we feel really relevant in the community. And, you know, that's, you know, Philadelphia has been the only city that's really offered me that.
That does it, yeah. When, Preston, you talk about when you first came to the city, and we're seeing the arena getting packed with,
oh my God,
you know, lacrosse fans.
It was still at the Spectrum. And I mean, I went to my first Wings game and I'm like, I've never been number one to a lacrosse game in my life.
Yeah.
And it was wall to wall, just jammed with people, fired up and making tons of noise throughout the whole thing. I was very impressed.
Yeah, that's the one thing I heard when I got traded or picked up here, when drafted here. You know, people are like, the fans are crazy. You're going to love it. It's sellout games. And, you know, the fans haven't disappointed. They've done a lot for me, you know, both on the floor in terms of supporting us and off the floor. You know, they go out of their way for you, and you know they do those cool things, like I said, that, you know, you makes you feel relevant and important in the community.
So are you now like the you're the old man, or you're the senior player?
It happened. It came quick.
Yeah, because if you go back to when you got into the league, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the only player in history of lacrosse to be drafted first overall in both professional lacrosse leagues. So you were like the phenom rookie at one time, right?
Yeah, that was seems like ages ago. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at that picture of me up on the wall with my baby face there. That's my rookie season.
And so now you're the veteran.
Yeah, I'm the old guy now.
Right.
And I embrace the role. I like, you know, I like when the younger guys can look up to me. I feel like I've had a roller coaster of a career, and a lot's gone on through that, a lot of ups and downs. So I can relate to a lot of the younger guys and help them, you know, smoother sailing.
It's an interesting dynamic, because you have, you know, obviously a lot of times you get a major contract with the Phillies, or, you know, you're on Easy Street a little bit. But it's not the same with the Wings. It's just, you know, it's the other things have to come into play. And I mean, you know, it's not, you know, you have to be a little bit more practical about it. But here, you know, you have somebody with your experience, and you can pass that along to these players. And have you had? I know you're interacting, and obviously everything's up and running. But has anyone sought you out and said, you know, are you being sought out for your experience?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just got to know these guys on Saturday when I got traded. We got to go out in the city together with some of the rookies. But, you know, on the other teams in the Major Lacrosse League, which is the field lacrosse in the summer.
Okay.
I was the oldest guy on the team 2 years ago. So,
wow.
You know, these guys, you can kind of feel that they look up to you a little bit.
Yeah.
That's very rewarding as an athlete.
That's cool.
How old is the youngest rookie? Do you know?
probably about 19. Some guys 19. Go to college and come to the league. Some guys just don't go to college and
work.
About
guys like that in your profession, or any professional athlete that is that young, and what I was like when I was 19, which is to say an idiot. And you know, anybody at that point in their lives, there's so much maturation that still has to come in all aspects, but certainly in the sport, but also just in life in general. You know, so any guidance that they can get is probably a pretty good thing.
Yeah, and like I said, I like being that, you know, that kind of that guy. I feel like I've matured enough that I can be that guy. It's funny, the boys were having a Sunday fun day, some of the younger guys, and I showed up there, and I felt like a father figure. I was like cleaning up the table after that. Like that, so.
That's so, but you know what? In the sport in general, like the older, like we remember, you know, Berge and you know, even up and as they got older, the skills are still there. In fact, they get more honed, you know, and lacrosse is very, responds well to that, you know, that wisdom and that accumulation of gameplay. It seems to.
Yeah, and especially with the expansion now, adding more teams is adding more roster spots, right? So hopefully I can play, you know, another 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, though, because I think as far as professional sports are concerned, lacrosse is the only one where you're playing a couple of different seasons in a year. Like, and it's not to say that, you know, when you're a professional athlete, you maintain, you stay in shape all year long so that when training camp comes that, you know, you're ready to hit the ground running. But you know, it's not like football players or baseball players are playing in a summer league or a winter league anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting for lacrosse players because you don't have everyone in the market at the same time. Like, you're not running practices with your teams throughout the week. So it's really on the players to get their workouts in, watch film. And, you know, in my experience, the ones who stick around the league the longest are the most committed, you know, the most accountable for that.
Right.
Hey, so, you know, since the team's been away from the city for a few years, that means the game has kind of been out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people. Has the game changed much since the Wings left and came back?
I wouldn't say so. I think, you know, the growth of box lacrosse, indoor lacrosse in general, has grown in Philadelphia, and I think that's really going to help the Wings succeed this time around. You know, a greater knowledge of the game and beyond just, you know, the fans that are coming back because they were loyal to the Wings before. I think you're going to see a whole new fan now, and, you know, families coming up.
Yeah, yeah. But no big rule changes or anything like that? Or, you know, I mean, is it still a good physical, hard-hitting, exciting game?
Same, yeah.
Little fisticuffs in there?
Yeah, fighting's still allowed. Right. Up and down the floor, same physicality. Obviously, with the, you know, with the new concussion awareness, they've tailored back the high hits and, you know, and
still
punishing that a lot more.
It's a physical game, though. Still, but, yeah. Super physical.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my wife loves, you know, I probably, you know, have taken her to see more lacrosse games, you know, over the years than any other sport. She loves it. And you have, cooler uniforms now.
Yeah, the uniforms look great.
Yeah.
I love the new logo.
One of my favorite moves to see somebody do is, and you need to tell me if it has a name or not, Kevin, but when you fake like you're gonna take a shot and you actually on the backswing go behind you.
A behind the back shot.
That's what's called a behind the back shot. It's not, I thought it'd be like a whipsy doodle.
Yeah, a whipsy doodle.
I don't know.
Yum a dum dum.
Yeah, some kind of funky
we'll
name.
Call
or
it that
like
from
that.
Now on. Yeah.
I love that when you guys do that. Do you save that for special moments or?
It's special circumstances in a game or if you're showboating at the end of the game and you're up or trying to impress you in the crowd.
All right, can I ask you a question as to why goalies in outdoor lacrosse still don't wear like leg pads and stuff? I don't, because my little brother was a goalie and you know, taking a lacrosse ball off the knee, it actually sounds a lot, apparently it sounds more painful than it actually is.
I can't believe that. Those suckers.
But either way, the velocity. Yeah, I don't know why.
I'd be scared crapless.
The goalies in indoor lacrosse do wear pads and get away with all of that, and then outdoor doesn't.
Yeah, it's, in outdoor, it's just, we always say you'll never meet a normal goaltender, and they have to have that little bit of craziness to them to get in there and see. These shots are coming 100 miles an hour, and they're hardly wearing any pads.
They're wearing a cup, you know, a cup and some shoulder pads, chest protector.
I had a guy in my college goalie didn't wear a cup some practices.
What?
Because he liked the thrill of it.
What?
Okay.
The thrill of having...
I'm not wearing a cup. Yeah.
I'm not a cup. The thrill of it.
Of having his balls ripped off.
That's insane.
It is.
What's the worst injury you've taken? I mean, not one... like being hit by the ball. What's...
I don't go back on the defensive side of the ball so much, so one's really shooting it at me, but I have gotten away, and it leaves a nice, nasty welt on you.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Man.
But I mean, if you get clocked like in the throat or something... You know, that can kill you.
Yeah, no kidding. Some people have taken it to the chest and, it caused an irregular heartbeat and they ended up dying from it.
Yeah,
sad.
Scary.
Kevin, I'm just reading some of your stats. They're really impressive. Last year you had 51 goals and that was a new record for the entire league?
That was the highest in the league that year. Not a league record, but yeah, I had a good season last
year. That's pretty impressive. It is, you're getting better with age, man.
Yeah, appreciate that. Let's hope I can keep it going.
Hey, that's right. So where's home for you right now?
I'm living in Northern Liberties right now.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, so you've relocated here then?
Or do you stay here the whole time?
That's right. That's phenomenal.
There wasn't something enticing about living in Uncasville, Connecticut.
Dude, I hear you. Yeah. Uncasville is, obviously they have gambling. No.
We're not allowed to gamble. So
what's the organization Westchester that you're involved with?
Fusion Lacrosse.
And what do you guys do?
We run travel teams from third grade all the way up through high schoolers. We've been doing it for 5 years now, and is really the reason I've stayed in Philadelphia. We started this when I was on the wings and, you know, continued to grow it to, you know, running tournaments, leagues, camps, and clinics and stuff. So that kind of takes up most of my time.
All right, and you guys are playing on Saturday? Is there a game coming up?
Yeah, Saturday night, 7 p.m.
All right, who are you guys playing?
The Georgia Swarm. They're 3-0 on the season right now, so they got the opposite record as we do. But
how long are they have they been in the league?
Wow, they used to be Minnesota, so they've been around for a while.
Okay, I got you. All right, so you guys are 0-3 right now? Come on, man.
Well, here you are now. Yeah, exactly. He's not 0-3 now. But you know what? The commercials are running. You know, you're back. You got to find your footing, and obviously you're a massively favorable addition to the team. And I think it'll be, you know, it's always exciting regardless.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, being in this, the boys are hungry for a win.
Yeah, right?
And you know, as in Philadelphia sports culture, it's a good spot to be anytime you're the underdog. So.
Right.
We got a lot of people texting in that are happy that you're back with the team and are excited about play from here on out. Here's a text says, my son played for Kevin at Fusion. My son loves him. He's a great guy. So, by the way, combo tickets I'm reading here are available on wingslax.com. $23, man.
Can't beat that.
That's a great price for a lot of entertainment. Is the music still playing during the entire game?
Yeah, they got that going. They got a hot tub in the mezzanine.
Yes. I love that. What's in the hot tub for the next game? Do we know? Because they were going to change out things. They had water and...
Yeah, we had heard they were going to be filling it with, like, you know, it could be shaving cream or baked beans or all kinds of good stuff. But
it's possible.
Maybe
balls.
Okay.
Balls. Meatballs?
Meatballs.
With raisins.
How about Nutella? You can get big tubs of it at Costco.
Yeah. That's right. 6 pounds of them. Well, cool, man. Well, we're excited. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
On the team being back, you being on the team, it's a perfect fit. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you as the season goes on.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Great to see you. Kevin Crowley, guys. Back on the Philadelphia Wings. So we're excited about that. We need to take a break, though. We're going to do that very thing. We'll come back in just a moment or two, get to more stories from the Bizarre File, and don't forget Word of the Week prize, which I'll remind you of in a little while, and our new Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. I'll explain it one more time when we get back. Stay with us.
Whether you've got an Amazon Echo, Spot, or Dot, make sure you first enable the MMR skill.
Alexa, enable MMR.
Once you do, it's easy as pie to listen to MMR's live stream, the Preston and Steve Daily Podcast, or the Bizarre Files. Your wish is our command with simple voice-activated access to WMMR. Alexa, open MMR.
Steam Pub is here, and they brought by an amazing array of food this morning, and they also have a really cool event coming up. It's called Swing at Steam Pub's Cancer Charity Golf Outing. September 9th, a little ways off, but you, of course, can check into the details on their website, I believe, at steampub.com, and it's for brain cancer, benefiting, you know, brain cancer research.
Yes, yes.
And it's held at Philmont Country Club. We've played there a few times.
Yeah.
So make sure that you check the information out. And I'd like to give you a $50 gift card to Steam Pub right now. We'll take caller number 16 at 215-263-WMMR, and you'll be good to go. Have some of their apple stuffed French toast or their ultimate breakfast burger if you swing by in the morning. But other than that, they have all kinds of sliders that they brought in here this morning, which are amazing, including the Waz Burger and the Brad Fox Burger and the Borzen Burger. All kinds of good food available at Steam Pub. So we thank those guys for being here, and we'll set you up with that. Let's do the Bizarre File, and then if we have time, I'll tell you about a cash prize that we have to give away.
Uh-huh.
And a little video you have to make in order to win it. So we're going to do the B-File now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre, Bizarre File.
All right, let's dive right into things with talking about catering. Catering is one of the main areas that can make or break a wedding or a holiday or any kind of activity that you have taking place. Well, the bride in the Philippines who cut into her wedding cake only to find that it was made from polystyrene.
Styrofoam.
Was a little bit surprised by this. Her name is Shine Tamayo. She and her partner, Jean Chen, paid a wedding planner about $3,000 to supply all the food and decorations for the ceremony.
You got to see the picture of this, Kathy.
Ceremony at the church went well, with the day looking set to be the fairy tale event of their dreams. However, upon arriving at a hotel for their reception, they found the company had not supplied food for their guests. While determined not to let the giant setback derail their day, they ordered a ton of noodles from nearby restaurant and carried them in trays into the reception. Problem solved there. Well, as guests sipped on cups of black currant juice, all eyes were on Shine and Jean as they went to cut their wedding cake. However, as the blade sliced through the icing, a polystyrene and foam filling was revealed.
I mean, that's like display cakes at bakeries.
At this point, the 26-year-old bride broke down in tears in front of her family and friends. The caterer was subsequently arrested on suspicion of fraud, and police inspected the cake, which they confirmed was made from foam.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
The picture's up here, and you can see, so it has like a red icing,
yeah.
And it's clearly styrofoam inside the cake.
I'm sorry, was the icing edible, or?
Probably. They probably just used it as
they
a filler.
They iced the styrofoam, exactly.
Yeah, to make it look like a cake.
Shine says the caterer needs to do time for ruining her special day. She said, the woman we paid to do the food has ruined my wedding. She's a liar. She always asked me for money, and I always gave her what she needs because I wanted my wedding to be perfect. I will not accept sorry from her. An apology is not good enough. She needs to go to jail because she ruined my wedding.
However, everyone did love the wedding noodles.
Mm-hmm.
They were delicious.
Some people lose their dogs, and others apparently lose their goldfish. A woman in Great Britain, identified as Tanya, said that she had not seen her goldfish named Dave since Tuesday. She says that Dave shares his tank with three other fish.
Dave!
And that she's ruled out the possibility that her dogs ate Dave. Dave's disappearance has inspired a Facebook called Finding Dave-O. A reference to Finding Nemo, obviously. And a number of posters are going to be put up around Tanya's home in the Park North area of Swindon in West London.
How are they sure that the dog didn't eat the fish?
She feels that it is the case, and she's looking for Dave. So we'll see if she ends up getting Dave. Officials foiled a suspected escape attempt at the Macomb Correctional Facility, where two inmates left makeshift dummies in their bunks and headed for the fence. Escape happened at dinner time Saturday. An officer in the tower spotted the prisoners walking toward the fence.
They did something very creative, Press, and they connected the dummies to their stereo, so it sounded like they were snoring.
Oh,
just Ferris
Bueller.
Yeah, exactly.
After walking alongside and behind their unit while the other prisoners walked to the chow hall, the prisoners who were cellmates could now face new charges of attempting escape from the facility. Their identities are Chakris Lowry and Darius Culpepper.
These dummies that we're looking at look incredibly authentic.
No, those are real mugshots of these guys. Prison officials conducted an emergency count and found makeshift dummies in both the prisoners' bunks. The prisoners had rolled up their coats and other clothing and positioned the materials under their blankets so it would look to corrections officers like they were in their bunks. They claimed that they were going to fight, but because they put their stuff into their beds, they traded it as an attempted escape attempt. They never got more than 10 feet from the fence, and they never touched the fence. The staff was alert and responded right away.
They just went outside, basically.
These guys are going to face additional charges. The rules of the jungle always apply. Even in midtown Manhattan, a ferocious brown eagle with a taste for blood descended onto an apartment terrace Friday afternoon and scooped up an unsuspecting pigeon to devour it for lunch. So a guy named Nick Gillian said, I heard a terrible boom, so I thought something fell down. He lives in the sixth floor apartment where the eagle chose to dine. He walked out onto his terrace and saw the brown and white eagle sitting on top of the pigeon, which was firmly clutched in the eagle's talons. Gillian called down to the building's concierge, Michael Dwyer, for help removing the uninvited guests. He said he didn't want to get off of that pigeon. He wanted to eat it. The guts were all out, Dwyer said.
Oh, man, yeah.
A trio of cops they called the police to the scene.
Because an eagle attacked a pigeon?
Yes.
That happens all the time.
Who tried hitting their batons on the glass doors to distract the eagle in an attempt to save the pigeon.
I just had to throw that in there. I figured that might be a bird sound.
The eagle refused to budge and sat stone-faced with the treat bleeding out beneath its talons.
Oof.
The bird finally decided to fly away from his ruined meal and left the terrace. So here's the question, though. You see nature taking its course. Do you intervene, or do you just let it?
At that point, the thing has been rendered. It's food at that point.
It's
been gutted.
Wild.
Yeah.
I did it one time. Believe it or not, it's when you guys were in Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
And I was at the radio station editing breaks. It was like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. It was in the back studio of media. I watched a hawk come down and start dining on a bunny. And I was like, oh, my God, they got to save the little bunny.
Yeah.
And I ran out there, and the hawk flew away, left the dead. The bunny was dead. I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
I ended up ruining the meal.
Did you do mouth-to-mouth?
I did not do mouth-to-mouth.
Then that's a wasted corpse.
It's a waste, yes.
So you ate it.
But I assume the hawk came back.
Hassan pepper.
When police and Gilliam were able to safely enter the terrace, they discovered a second dead pigeon. Both pigeons could not be saved and were removed from the terrace.
They pick off pigeons all the time in large cities.
Yep. All right, we'll do one last story. A Florida man denied ownership of three syringes removed from his rectum during a 4:30 a.m. strip search at a county jail. Cops arrested Wesley Scott and they charged him with drug possession. Now, while being searched in the field, Scott denied having any illegal items, concede honor in his body. But when Scott arrived at the Pinellas County Jail, he was subjected to a strip search, and he removed three syringes from his rear end and provided them to a jailer. Scott then claimed that he, quote, found the syringes and they weren't mine.
Oh, okay.
These aren't mine.
I'm holding them for a friend.
Yeah.
There's also a lipstick up there.
The explanation did not stop officials from charging Scott with introducing contraband into a correctional facility, which is the
syringes in my rectum, they're not mine.
Which is a felony, by the way. And there you go. That's what I have in the B file. Do I have time to explain this, or do we have to take a break?
We got to take a break.
Ah, damn it. All right, we're going to take a break. It's called just go to PrestonandSteve.com and see the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge.
Yes.
Chance for you to win $500. I'll explain it when we get back, but you can go ahead and get a sneak peek if you haven't already. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
What are you doing here?
The one thing we know how to do. MMR rocks.
Wishful thinking. You too. Beautiful day. I mean, it is milder. It's comfortable. But, the cloud thing has just been bothering me. I need some sunshine.
It does make a difference.
It's been sparse. And we are supposed to see some sun later on today. We'll see if that comes to pass. Today's high about 50 degrees. We'll have partly cloudy skies. Windy and cooler tomorrow, 42. And then cold and windy on Thursday with a high only 37. And continues to go down after that. So just bringing you up to speed on that. Okay, so speaking of bringing you up to speed, we have a contest that we just created yesterday. And we're going to take this out for a spin. In fact, Casey was kind enough to go out and do a demo of what we're looking for from you. In honor of our birds heading on to yet another round in the playoffs, and in conjunction with a thing called the Bird Box Challenge, we put the things together. All right, so Bird Box.
This is what we do.
Bird Box is a movie with Sandra Bullock, if you haven't seen it, on Netflix. And in it, she and other people have to wear blindfolds if they want to go outside and stay alive. So people started creating these memes and doing these things called the Bird Box Challenge, going around to try to do certain tasks while blindfolded. We thought, hey, let's add football and blindfolds and the Eagles and bring it all together and create the Let's Go Birds Box Challenge. So Casey has created a video of what you need to do. It's either kicking a field goal or receiving a pass while blindfolded. Now, whether you do it successfully or not, that's up to you. I don't know, whatever. But we just want to see a video of you doing it and the one that we like the best. So I would recommend you get creative. Is the one that's going to win.
Agreed. Yeah. To do something out of the norm. Again, whatever way you want to do it, however you want to pull it off, however you want to edit it together, it's an aesthetic as opposed to... And honestly, if it's a massive fail, but it's hilarious, send it.
Mine was fairly vanilla, I think.
But you set a proper tone.
Yeah. I want these guys or girls... to be as creative as possible.
Yes. So $500 is what we're giving away. Details and an example video created by Casey Boy posted on PrestonandSteve.com. And you'll need to get the particulars. So go to the website on what you need to enter because there are a couple hashtags that have to be included. And you just get an idea of what you need to do. Now, it's quick turnaround. The Birds playing this weekend. So we wanted to get a winner before this weekend. And the deadline is 6 a.m. on Friday. And then we'll get a winner by the end of the show. But we've got to judge these. And we're the judges, and we don't even know what our criteria is, to be honest.
We're going
to
let it be very visceral.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to take it.
Yep. So if you want to see, I'm watching Casey's video, the first kick attempt, he just flat out whiffs. And the second one, he kicks the stand that he used to hold the football and very nearly broke his toe. Which toe? Big toe?
My big toe, my right foot.
Yeah, we immediately got a text. I think I broke my toe.
That sucks, man.
Thank you very much to my son for filming, to Brian Jocelyn, who was a quarterback for the Marple Newtown Tigers, and then Coach Chris Gicking for sending him out.
And don't hurt yourself while you do this too, please, all right? All right, we're going to do today's lesson question. Going to give away a 4-pack of tickets for the Philly home show. That's the 11th through the 13th and then the 18th through the 20th. A lot of good stuff here. Nick, I'm thinking about going off the board.
All right.
Nick gave me a lot of great questions, but I really wanted, I was hoping that this one would pop up because he always just hands the questions over to me. What kind of vehicle do you get with a box of Junior Mints? 215-263-WMMR. You get a free what kind of vehicle with Junior Mints? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you were listening when we had our discussion earlier this morning. Call now, and we'll see if you can get the prize. We're going to be doing the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, and let's see what you got in store for today, Steve Morrison.
Now, you're going to love this, Preston. Rappers Gucci Mane, Lil Pump, and Smoke Perp are forming a rap supergroup to play at Coachella. Said Smoke Perp, quote, "No, I'm Lil Pump. Smoke Perp is over there."
Oh, my God.
Law & Order creator Dick Wolf has filed for divorce from his third wife, Noelle Littman. Littman apparently became abusive, often calling the producer Wolf Dick.
Hey!
And finally, 45-year-old Kate Beckinsale reportedly seen leaving the Golden Globes with 25-year-old SNL cast member Pete Davidson. Beckinsale told a friend that age is only a number, just like 10-inch penis. And that's your Hollywood track.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're going to see if we can get somebody on the line who knows the answer to this question. What do you get? What kind of vehicle do you get with Junior Mints? And I will go to Mary Beth, our first caller in. Hi, Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
All right, Mary Beth. Do me a favor and tell me what you get with Junior Mints.
A Winnebago.
Yes. Yeah. A Winnebago indeed. Hang on, Mary Beth. We are going to give you a 4-pack of tickets for the Philly home show. It's January 11th through the 13th. And the 18th through the 20th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. For more information and discount tickets, just go to PhillyHomeShow.com. Music news time.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, brought to you this morning by Dunkin' Donuts. New handcrafted espresso drinks from Dunkin' are amazing. Sipping is believing. Get any medium latte or cappuccino for $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. So Greta Van Fleet has been announced as the musical guest for January 19th on Saturday Night Live.
Ah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for them. The quartet made its late night TV debut last summer on The Tonight Show, but this will mark its first appearance on NBC's prestigious weekend comedy and musical showcase. Last month, Greta Van Fleet landed four Grammy nominations for Best New Artist, Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Album, and Best Rock Song.
And you remember Slash specifically cited them as hope for rock's future.
Agreed. The band will attend the February 10th ceremony at Los Angeles' Staples Center. The lineups of two major festivals, one on the East Coast and one out West, have been announced. The 7th annual Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival has revealed its formidable lineup, which will include headliners Imagine Dragons, Neil Young, and Mumford & Sons. More than 80 acts are set to perform at the 3-day festival set for May 24th through the 26th in California's Napa Valley.
Napa's just a hop, skip, and a jump from San Francisco.
That is correct.
Where the streets run brown with poop.
Yeah, it's Tony Bennett loves San Francisco.
Love Napa and loves San Francisco.
Also performing at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival will be L. King, Chevy Metal, which is
Taylor Hawkins
side band, that's correct, from the Foo Fighters. Santana is performing, Flogging Molly, Pharrell Williams, Cypress Hill, Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, wow. Jeff Goldblum is doing like spoken word, like Shatner type music. Huh.
Is he also a jazz musician?
He is. He's a pianist, I believe.
Yeah. 3-day tickets to the event are on sale starting today, while single-day tickets go up for grabs on Thursday. Meanwhile, the bill for the 2019 Governor's Ball Music Festival has also been unveiled, and that includes The Strokes, Florence and the Machine, Tyler, the Creator, Lil Wayne, Nas, and more. The 9th annual festival will take place from May 31st through June 2nd and on New York's Rattles Island Park, or at New York's Rattles Island Park.
They've had a bad history, though. My wife attended, I believe, the first or second one, but they've had a bad history of rainouts.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And tickets will be available to purchase at the festival site beginning 8 a.m. Eastern time on Monday.
It's on the same island where the Coast Guard station is for the for New York.
Nick, where did you and I go?
There.
Is that what that, okay, is that what that was? Yeah, we or went is up something for, different?
No, it was, remember it was Amsterdam.
It was
brought to you by Heineken, I believe. And I went 2 years in a row. I'm not sure if I went twice with you. I went with Matt Cord at one point. But it was a fun festival. Foo Fighters did it 1 year. LL Cool J. And it was a similar vibe. But it was on the, yeah, it was on that island, Steve. I think it's the East River, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then also Bonnaroo just got announced. And the reason I bring that up is because it started out as a like a jam band sort of thing. And then it turned into the rest of them, you know.
Yeah.
But Phish is actually going to be headlining Bonnaroo this year on a couple of different nights, which I think is very, very interesting.
Cool. Got any details?
I do. Do you want, well...
Because I have nothing on it, so if you're going to roll with it, go for it.
All right, so Friday night is going to be Phish, Childish Gambino. Another band that I love is the Avett Brothers. They're going to be there as well. Saturday night is... I cannot believe this, but Post Malone is the headliner on Saturday night of that one.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. The Lonely Island, who we had here in the studio.
Yes, Andy Samberg guys.
Yep, and then Phish is also going to be doing two sets on Sunday night. Along with the Lumineers and, you know, our favorite Cardi B.
What about Offset? Will Offset be there or Lil Pump?
I'm looking. Mac DeMarco's going to be there.
Casino Roulette?
You know what? Lil Dicky's going to be there on Sunday night. So,
all right, there we go.
Yeah, so that's going to be the weekend of Friday, June 14th, Saturday.
What about the
15th.
Givens kids?
I'm a Givens, them and A. Do you want to play a little Gibbons Kids? Because I do.
Ten,
I said A, right? Ah, shoot, man.
No, it's okay. And you don't have to play the Gibbons Kids.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You do have it available.
And that is all I have to say about that.
What about on sale information and stuff like that?
On sale information.
You can buy tickets.
You can buy tickets whenever you feel like it. Just take a look and see when they're available.
On sale this Thursday at noon.
Okay. Via what?
Via Bonnaroo.com.
Various forms of commerce.
Thank you. That's from the episode of What's Happening that featured the Givens kids. I remember Randy Jackson was on the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Which I didn't know was a real show until you guys told me.
I used to watch That's My Mama all the time because, you know, Isaac from The Love Boat, that was his gig prior to The Love Boat.
Ted really? Lang?
Ted Lang was on That's My Mama.
I did not know that.
With the big O.
Wow. You actually going to play some of the Givens Kids?
Of course I am, Preston.
We've talked about it.
See, if you look at the poster for That's My Mama, look down all the way to the left.
Yeah, it's Ted without the mustache.
Yep.
By the way, so, yeah, the Givens kids were on, and I have to explain, because it's just too obscure of a reference, and I don't want to leave our audience going, what the F was that?
Yeah.
They were in an episode of What's Happening. They were an a cappella kids group who were on the Gong Show.
Oh. All right.
Yes.
All right.
So that's what that was.
Those kids have a sound.
If you remember, Rerun also auditioned for the Gong Show, and everybody was upset because they thought that he shouldn't have auditioned, and he made it onto the Gong Show, but at the very last second, he acted as if he hurt his leg so that he wouldn't outshine the Givens kids.
Oh. He had heart.
Yes. That was nice of him.
He's a good dancer. He's a popper and locker.
That episode wasn't as good as the Doobie Brothers, right? That
was a better episode.
Okay.
That's
my favorite episode.
Remember the actor was that said they was Givens them a 10?
It was
because they used real celebrity judges.
Yep. Is it Jackie something?
I think it was a guy.
Yeah.
Was it Jack Nicholson?
No.
I'm giving them a 10 because they're exemplary a cappella singers.
I think he was the lead actor from a TV show that was called Carter Country that was out at that time. Anyway,
I do remember Carter Country. I don't remember the lead actor.
Mm. Music news.
Music news.
Givens kids are not playing Bonnaroo, by the way.
Oh, okay. Right. To clarify.
Wouldn't it be wild if they tried to sell tickets based on that?
And that's why we brought them up. They're not playing Bonnaroo.
They're not at all relevant to anything.
At all. Atlanta-based band Mastodon has recorded a heavy new song, which they plan to release soon. The track was recorded last month at the band's new studio and marks the group's first new material since 2017's Emperor of Sand LP.
I just saw the Givens kids at Bonnaroo.
Guitarists Brent Hines and Bill Kilher. No, Kellier.
Bill Kilher?
Kill her.
Kill her.
Kill her.
Bill.
Kill her.
That was our intern.
Kill Bill.
Kellier.
Yeah.
Described the track to Kerrang! Magazine as respectively a fun listen and brutal, while drummer Bran Daler.
None of these are real names.
Concurred, saying it's as heavy as I've heard us in a while. And the song is scheduled to receive a digital release ahead of the band's upcoming UK shows, which will kick off next week. Korn singer Jonathan Davis has confirmed via a post on Instagram that he is now in the studio recording vocals for the band's 13th studio album. After thanking fans for their support during a difficult stretch of time in his life, during which his estranged wife Devin passed away, which was horrible, Davis ended his update with the hashtag recording vocals. And he had said, I want to thank all of you for your kind words over the last couple of months. What I'm going through has not been easy by any means. You all help make the pain bearable in return. I promise to give you all my amazing new Korn. Give you my all on this amazing new Korn record.
I just purchased an all.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then one last story. U2's ongoing vinyl remaster series rolls on with the February 22nd release of the band's 2009 album No Line on the Horizon.
Perhaps you remember this one. First heard it from the Givens kids. You're on the Gong Show. The star from Carter Country said, I'm giving them a 10. It's a great moment. Hope you like it.
I was curious what the texts were saying about that. And
there's one guy that likes it.
Yeah. Got a fat kid eating popcorn. Keen Holiday was the star of Carter Country who said, I'm giving them a 10.
That's got to be from, like...
That was right.
Keen Holiday?
Keen Holiday.
Wow.
That's the guy's name.
Yeah. It's as obscure as you can get.
There you go. Somebody says, my second favorite episode... Next to them trying to illegally record the Doobie Brothers. and I'll now have that song in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you. And then this one says, if which Doobie you be?
Yeah.
No, I think it was, which brother are you? Or something
no,
like that.
Which Doobie you be?
It was it? Which Doobie you be? Okay.
As far as I can remember, yeah. And there was a Black
and there was
Water.
One black guy, the bass player in the band, the Doobie Brothers. They had a bunch of different people that came in and out of the band. And one of the kids goes... You know, are you a half brother? That was it.
Yeah. Rerun was had snacks all up his trench coat.
Mm.
The audience loved it.
Which audience? Our audience.
Which Doobie you be?
Isn't remembering fun?
Yeah.
Isn't remembering fun?
All right. So the set, which was Van's chart-topping 12th studio album, has now been remastered and pressed on 180-gram double LP black vinyl. Plus limited edition, 180-gram double LP, ultra clear vinyl.
I always enjoy music that weighs more.
Yeah. The album, which all told at debut.
told.
It's 11 pounds of U2 right there.
Debuted at number one in 30 countries, was produced by Brian Eno, Daniel Lanois, and Steve Lillywhite, and recorded in Morocco, Dublin, New York City, and London. No Line on the Horizon featured the band's singles Get On Your Boots, Magnificent, and I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. So that's coming out on vinyl, all of it. And there you go. That's it. Music news. What an informative break. So with that, we're going to take one more break, come back in a second, get ready to wrap up the program, tell you about the letter of the day, word of the week prize, anything else that is pertinent. We'll be right back.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
Foo Fighters on 93.3 WMMR. Times like these. It's about 10:36 with the Preston and Steve Show. Did you know that Wolfman Jack was also on that episode of What's Happening with the Givens Kids?
That is the rumor.
We were talking about a little while ago.
So did he hear them and think they have a howling good sound?
No, he was one of the judges on the Gong Show that particular day. So, and Casey wanted to point out that Nick sounds like Wolfman Jack today.
I really want to kiss and make up, but I got the feeling she's preparing for an all-out war.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Just like it.
Yeah.
Just like
Wolfman Jack.
I loved Wolfman Jack.
Me too.
If you want to see Wolfman Jack at his absolute best, American Graffiti.
He's great.
And he's so cool because he's, you know, there's that scene where Richard Dreyfuss turns around and realizes, yeah, the Wolfman's not here, but I'll give him the message.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, because Richard Dreyfuss wants to meet the blonde in the Thunderbird. And but it is him, and you see him alone. And for anyone who's ever done any radio, it's really heartfelt. It's very cool.
He was he had broadcast out of Mexico on an AM 100,000-watt radio station. Gang, that could reach almost the entire continental United States. That's how powerful that was. Yeah, AM waves go really, really far. They bounce off of the atmosphere, and if you had 100,000 watts. It was the transmitter was out of Mexico, and almost the entire country could hear him. It was pretty wild.
You're having an orgy. How many people you got over there having an orgy? It takes about 12, really, for a nice orgy. I mean,
was that American Graffiti?
I don't think so.
He has a whole bunch of stuff like that, though.
That was that movie, Steve, was filmed in Pierre's hometown of Petaluma, California.
Yeah, yeah.
And was the blonde Suzanne Summers?
It was Suzanne Summers. And the Gibbons kids make an appearance.
Okay. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. The Gong Show party.
This kid's a really good dad.
Chuck D'Amico's in here.
This is all about Wolfman Jack right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a really eerie Wolfman Jack story.
Ooh, okay.
He came to the station here when we were at 5th and Market.
Really?
Chuck, you're my son.
I'm guessing the year, like, 95, something like that. He was promoting a book, and he was talking about how great he felt, and we were telling him how great he looked, right? 2 days later, he's dead.
Wow.
2 days later, he was dead in, like, D.C. I think he died in a hotel room or something like that. But while he was here, I had gotten a picture taken with him that needed to be developed, old school camera. So when I finally got the picture developed, there's this really, really weird, like, fog in the picture.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, it was super eerie.
I wonder why the letter to my brother, but I can't find any paper.
Wow, so that's wild. So you're basically saying you murdered him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We killed him with our camera. But it's just really, really strange, kind
of
creepy.
Some sort of smoke coming out of that camera.
His middle name is Weston, by the way.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Robert Weston Smith.
I have a brother.
Can't you hear the resemblance in our voices?
Absolutely. Bill Weston and Wolfman Weston.
Oh, my God.
What's this I got all over my floor here, man? I spilled my chocolate sauce, and my pizza landed right near the cren spot, you understand?
Wait a second. It was Buffalo Bill and Wolfman Jack.
You're right.
Animals.
Wow. Right, interesting.
It could have been Bill Weston in American Graffiti.
And speaking of what's happening.
Third leg of the stool. Gibbons kids.
You know, somebody had texted in. They were talking about Roger on.
Yes.
Yeah, Raj.
His name was not Roger. I did not know that.
It was Raj.
Raj.
Raj, R-A-J.
Yes.
Oh, no Roger, no rerun, no rent.
I never knew that.
Huh.
Oh, no Roger, no rerun, no Raj, no rerun, no rent.
I always said no Roger.
I think it's Roger, man.
Okay.
We're looking.
I remember looking up the credits, and it was spelled R-A-J.
Well, it's Roger Raj.
Oh. Okay, Thomas. So it was a nickname.
Yeah. Got it.
He was the only one that made it to What's Happening Now, right?
No. Haywood Nelson made it over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
And did you know, and I don't know Raj, the actor's name. I know it's bizarre. We're going all over the place. But he was in, he's in Malcolm X.
What? Yes, he is.
He is.
He's one of his main supporters.
And he comes to Malcolm X and says, you know, he goes, Brother Minister, there's something that I was asked to do and I can't do it. And he goes, what? And he goes, they asked me to wire your car so that it would explode.
Yeah.
And so he has a pretty main part in it. And
Brother Malcolm, I'd like you to listen to this group of singers. They are called the Givens Kids, and they are very talented. But I want to let the white man know we understand the inherent talent of the Givens Kids, and we will not stop until they have a recording contract.
According to the Honorable Elijah.
Absolutely. Muhammad. And over here, of course, you remember the cast from a BJ and the Bear. Yeah.
They sing!
But anyhow, I was surprised to find out that I was really happy. I'm like,
no, it's good. He's very good.
Because some people have a sitcom gig for a few years. It'll go well. And then
they come here and get killed.
And then, then their career is over. That's what I was going to say.
By the death camera.
But he's in one of the greatest movies of all time, in my opinion. So, this has been your What's Happening.
Rest in peace, Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Don't develop that picture. He'll die.
Wolfman Jack. Oh, man. Craig Ligons wants to talk about what's happening. Yeah. Let me go to him. Hi, Craig. Good morning.
You're killing me.
What?
No, I'm kidding. This is one of my favorite episodes of What's Happening, obviously. Do you remember the other judge on the show, Casey, by any chance?
Wolfman Jack and then some chick. Shirley? No.
Barbara Rhodes.
Barbara Anderson.
Who was it?
Barbara Rhodes.
Oh, Barbara Rhodes. I know. Yes. Yes. Another. You'd see her all over the place. Barbara Rhodes. Yes. Yeah.
And the actor who played Raj was Ernest Thomas, and obviously he didn't watch Everybody Hates Chris because he was on there all the time.
No kidding. I didn't watch Everybody Hates Chris. Okay, that's cool.
Also in Funny People, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so he's worked. He's had his fair share. Good. He eluded our death camera.
Yeah, and everybody, Nick, made it back to What's Happening Now.
What's Happening Now.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, in fact, Martin Lawrence made it on the What's Happening
Wolfman
Now.
Jack didn't. We murdered him.
And one of the worst episodes of that show is when they had the love story between Dee and Dwayne.
I hated that.
I don't remember that.
Dee was always the sassy, snotty.
I love
Dee. Shirley Hemphill played the Big O. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she had always had a crush on Dwayne, and she revealed it in What's Happening Now.
And what was this?
They had,
I got to report it.
Actually, Steve, that was Junior from That's My Mama.
That's My Mama,
By Ted Lange.
Right,
Dwayne was Hey, Hey. Yeah, that was his thing. And I love that show.
And then the other phrase, one of the best ones, was, we got to kill Wolfman Jack.
And you guys remember that the mom from What's Happening was also Steve Martin's mom in The Jerk.
In The Jerk, yeah.
You're right.
Mabel King.
She was great.
She was doing The Wiz on Broadway the same time she got What's Happening.
Okay.
So she,
and she went on to play Marcia Brady.
No, she didn't.
Exactly.
She was much older than Marcia.
Well, here's the ironic part, though. She had to leave The Wiz. She played the queen on The Wiz to go on What's Happening, and the person who replaced her on Broadway was Teresa Merritt, who was Mama in That's My Mama.
Damn,
that was
Craig.
Yeah. And then she went on to play John Wayne in True Grit.
I used to be on What's Happening.
Mabel King eventually lost both of her legs and an arm to diabetes.
Oh man, yeah, she was a big woman.
Yeah,
that's sad. Okay.
All
right, hey. Thank you for the heads up.
Happy New Year.
Craig, I appreciate it.
Merry New Year.
Merry New Year.
Aw, oh, man.
What?
I didn't get that sent to me this year. Usually somebody sends me the Merry New Year with Eddie Murphy. All right, thank you.
Your goddamn jerky beef.
Thank you, Craig Ligons. We'll see you later.
Happy Black History Month.
All right,
happy Black History Month.
It's coming. It's
May all your news be good news.
So that happened.
Half hour
discussion.
I know Pierre's probably racing down the hall because I've got to get in on this What's Happening conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we should do the.
Or maybe Pierre will confess to being the one who killed
Wolfman Jack. Maybe we should do the letter of the day. Is it you doing that case?
Okay.
All right. So I don't see Pierre, so we can do that.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
Wolfman Jack, and I have the letter.
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter
O, as in Oakland.
All right. Ooh. So you should have two letters. Five gets you a $500 Mealy's Furniture gift card, which you're going to give on Friday. Don't miss the Total Warehouse Liquidation event now at Mealy's Furniture. And you can save up to 70% on their already low prices. You'll find clearance savings on top clearance savings at all 8 Mealy's locations. And Mealy's Furniture, just what you're looking for. I do need to thank a few people. I want to thank Kevin Crowley for being here.
Yes!
Back with the Philadelphia Wings, where he belongs.
What a nice guy.
He is a super nice guy. And they have a game on Saturday, 7 p.m. They're playing Georgia. And tickets are available at wingslax.com. Go and see them. Thank you also to our friends at Seam Pub for being here.
Yeah.
They brought
superb food.
A ridiculous amount of food. It is so good. And you need to check their website out at steampub.com. They are in Southampton. A couple of things coming up with them.
They introduced their Officer Brad Fox menu on January 14th. That'll be served till the day of his 5K in April, and a portion of the proceeds will go towards the Brad Fox Foundation. And they also have a golf outing, charity golf outing, and it is called Take a Swing at Steams Pub Cancer Charity Golf Outing, September 9, 2019, for brain cancer, held at Philmont Country Club. And thank you for everything, guys. We appreciate that. Also want to reiterate, oh, and we have a Tattoos Day winner. I will reveal who that is.
Very nice.
But reiterating the Let's Go Bird Box Challenge, chance for you to win $500. You got to make this little short video for us, if you will. I'm not going to explain it over and over again because I've done too much of that today, but you can go to PrestonandSteve.com. It's real quick, and you just might win. It's a goofy thing that we're doing.
Get a little creative. You could end up winning $500.
Yep. And the next chance for you to win MMR's Go Fund Yourself, $1,000 cash prize will be at
11.
Yeah, it's coming up at 11 because we do it five times a day. We already did 8 o'clock today. Next time will be
11
and then 1 and then 4 and 6. And we announce that hour's keyword. You enter the word via the MMR app or your mobile, on your mobile device, or at WMMR.com. Not only a chance for you in $1,000, but potentially a $10,000 grand prize, and that's from Armor Metals and Recycling. All right, I think I got everything.
Yeah.
Congratulations to our first winner of Tattoos Day through this new way of doing things. We got lots of texts, and our winner is Melissa Kammerer.
Hey.
Who is from... Is it Marsville, PA?
That's what it looks like, man. Okay,
Marsville? No.
M-A-R-S.
Oh.
V-I-L-L-E. Maybe it's Morrisville.
It's Morrisville, probably. Sure. Yeah.
Morrisville.
We'll double check on that because I think we do have
it's right next to Jupitersburg.
And so far. So I did like that.
Thanks.
So congratulations to you, Melissa. We'll get you out, get you some ink, and it's Preston and Steve Tattoos Day. Thank you to the sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Royal Caribbean. This is not the Caribbean. This is Royal Caribbean. Come seek. And tomorrow on our program, we will go on Fox Day, Fox Good Day, check in with those guys, and we will have comedian and actor Adam Ray in our studio. And we'll get into some other stuff too. So that's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
I really want to call the cops on this guy in front of me on the turnpike who is watching his phone while sitting in traffic. But he has a WMMR sticker on, so rock on, brother. Five through this time.
Next message.
I have been listening to you guys forever. I'm a podcaster, and so I'm about a month behind. And I just listened to the story of Casey crapping outside the radio station, and I had to pull my car over because I can't see through the tears in my eyes from laughing so hard. Casey, if you're regretting telling that story, don't. It was hysterical.
Next message.
I don't know why you feel the need to be a like 100% of the time. Could you just maybe for a minute try not to be a the same?
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.